and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
London, rocked by bombs a year ago today.
People with blood all over their faces, burns, people with burnt hair.
Pain and anger still fresh.
I rage, and I will continue to rage till the day I die.
A plot to bomb a New York City tunnel.
We're not afraid. We're not going to be intimidated.
Writings from the Columbine killers.
They say the most evil things.
And good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Bells toll in London as the city remembers the deadly transit bombings a year ago today. CBS News team coverage begins with Larry Miller.
The bombs went off and London was chaos. A year later, it is solemn. Official tributes at each of the four sites where people died. At noon, 2 minutes of silence across Britain signaled by the chimes of Big Ben. Those who were part of that day, Suzanne Pell was knocked unconscious and came to save people.
I wanted to come and lay flowers and just pay tribute to the people that lost their lives who weren't lucky enough like me to be able to walk out of it.
Rachel North has bonded with those who survived with her.
I cannot think of a nicer bunch of people to get blown up with.
Could London be hit again? Head of Scotland Yard, Ian Blair.
I think there will be further attacks. I mean, in fact, I know there will be further attacks.
Now, Vicky Barker tells how one family remembers.
Emmanuel Wandawa's wife, Gladys, was supposed to get home from her job cleaning offices that morning.
At 7 p.m. when she didn't show up, no phone call, then I was worried.
It was 4 days before Gladys's death was confirmed.
Well, what did that do to the family? It shattered us.
But Emmanuel refuses to hate.
Your life has to go on. You have got to learn to forgive.
Many of today's remembrances will be private, respecting the family's very private grief. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
In this country, a plot to bomb New York City's Holland Tunnel with the idea of flooding Lower Manhattan. The New York Daily News says it was uncovered by the FBI and one arrest has been made in Beirut. For New Yorkers, it's an unsettling story.
I feel safe, but, you know, still have to take precautions.
Terrorism analyst M.J. Gohel.
The aim is to hit at the U.S. Soft underbelly, which is the economy, because the military might of the U.S. is too strong for the terrorists to attack directly.
Engineers say a massive flooding scenario from a tunnel blast is next to impossible. Intelligence from South Korea suggests North Korea does have another long-range missile at its test site. But the country's defense minister says a test does not appear imminent. President Bush was asked about the missile crisis last night on Larry King Live.
We want to solve all problems diplomatically. That's our first option. But, of course, the president has got other options.
At the United Nations, work on a united response to North Korea.
China and Russia are refusing to back a proposal that would call for sanctions banning countries from transferring missile technology to North Korea. North Korea has said that would amount to a declaration of war. China and Russia instead would like a strongly worded statement on the missile launches. One Chinese news agency says that statement would call them regrettable. The one thing all sides seem to agree on is it's crucial to get talks with North Korea going again. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, New York.
Good help can be hard to find. That seems to be a troubling truth at, of all places, the FBI. CBS's Barry Bagnato has more live in Washington.
Even when the FBI finds it, Steve, it isn't keeping it, especially in middle management. Experienced supervisors now are being told, apply for jobs in Washington or be demoted.
About half of these field supervisors, which are being forced to move back to headquarters or get out, said they're probably going to get out.
Michigan Congressman Mike Rogers, a former FBI agent, like Mike German, who says,
morale is so low, people are taking retirement as soon as they're eligible.
Top-level FBI talent is leaving, too. Leadership of the branch that runs the war on terror has changed hands 6 times in 4 years, in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
In Iraq, aftermath of a nasty battle in a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad, CBS's Lee Cowan has details.
Iraqi army forces went into an area in eastern Baghdad. They say that they were in looking for one specific high-level insurgent. They say they captured that insurgent, but in the process, a pretty violent gun battle erupted between 30 and 40 insurgents, or enemy fighters, as they call them, they say were killed.
And there were some casualties in a bomb blast near a Sunni mosque in Baghdad. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell was taken to the hospital in Aspen this morning after getting sick while dining with former President Clinton and others at a restaurant. An Aspen police sergeant says Powell was only briefly hospitalized for what appeared to be a combination of altitude sickness and something he ate. The newly released documents from the Columbine killers includes a diary kept by Eric Harris's father, Wayne Harris, with entries addressing threats made by his son against classmate Brooks Brown. It sheds no light on whether he knew his son might be capable of the deadliest school attack in U.S. history. State senators are set to vote today on a measure that would revive a failed ballot proposal to ban non-emergency state services to illegal immigrants. Senator Ron Tupa of Boulder says he doesn't expect it to pass. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Kathy. The highway drive is pretty light this morning, pretty typical for a Friday commute heading into work. We do have a couple of exceptions, though. First, taking a look at westbound I-76. We have a rollover accident in the cleanup stages heading westbound just west of Sable. Luckily, the Curiosity delays are pretty light due to the light volume. Now, we are getting word of a potential crash along the Boulder Turnpike. No word of any direction or exit as of yet, but of course, we will keep you posted. Outside of that, southbound I-25 is packing them in between 100 and 4th Avenue and 84th, but outside of that, this morning's drive remains wide open. Taking a look at our forecast, we'll see a high of 83 degrees today and a chance of...
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nichol Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Aflac for small business, because small business needs
Aflac
too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
The Osgood File, July 7th, 2006.
These are our people, the builders of our world, struggling, fighting, bleeding, dying. Even as we grasp a victory, there is a cancer, an evil tune, growing, spreading in our midst.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, the opening there from the movie 1984. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning, Jay Marvin with you. High today should be 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. 303-713-7600. It's Friday already. Short week for a lot of us, right? Until next week when it turns into the regular week and drags out unmercifully. Anyway, it's good to have you along here this morning, and it's open phones, although we do have some guests interspersed in. We'll talk to David Sirota this morning, coming up next hour at around 7 o'clock. David, of course, is the author of Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government, and he sat in for me while I was gone on vacation last week, and he's one of those people who is talking about the Senator Ken Salazar, who was the first Democrat to publicly say that they will ignore the will of the Connecticut Democratic primary voters and support to Joseph Lieberman should he, Lieberman, choose to run as an independent. Did anybody see that debate last night between Lieberman and Lamont? It ran on MSNBC and also on C-SPAN. I only saw the tail end of it. And we'll talk to David Sirota and ask him how he think Ned Lamont did. And we'll talk to him about Ken Salazar. As you know, we talked briefly about Ken Salazar yesterday and about how you feel about Ken. And coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got a group of civic organizations that have filed a lawsuit seeking to overturn restrictions on voter registration in the state of Ohio. Now, I got a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, got into a real, I don't want to use the word heated argument because it wasn't heated. But it was a little passionate with a guy where I was trying to point out, and I've tried to point out for the 18th millionth time, that the GOP engages in voter irregularities and minority voter suppression, and no place is a better example of this than Ohio, with Kenneth Blackwell, the Secretary of State, who is running for governor, pulling all of these weird maneuvers as far as gathering, registering people to vote. And we're going to be talking to Sean Tucker, who is with People for the American Ways, African-American outreach state coordinator in Ohio. And we'll ask him exactly what Blackwell has been up to and what he's been doing. And once again, we'll make this case again for the fact that we're going to have to be very, very, vigilant come this November when it comes to voting and how our votes are counted, no matter what state you live in. And, of course, here in Colorado, we have a whole different set of circumstances. And I had a woman call up and say a couple of it must have been a month ago now, when I was sitting in Fred Schultz, that, well, all of us should protect ourselves by voting absentee. And to me, that doesn't sound like such a bad idea, but I wouldn't promote that idea on a national radio show because I think there are different circumstances for different places in the country, in different states, and one idea does not fit all. So it depends on what's going on in the individual state. And look at me, I talk like I'm on some kind of national program. Well, it depends on what's going on in your individual state. But we do have some people who do, listen to us via the Internet on AM760.net. So if you're listening from out of the state of Colorado, it all depends on what goes on in your part of the state. Meanwhile, it's open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about this morning is okay with me. I was going to do this priority poll, see where you stand as far as what's important to you. in the scheme of things. As you know, we're involved in this ridiculous, politically grandstanding special session over immigration here in the state of Colorado. And immigration, gay rights, these kinds of things to me appear to be smoke screens that the Republicans use to keep our minds, the conservatives use to keep our minds off the real problems facing this country. Things that affect our everyday lives, such as how much you pay for health care, the cost of gasoline, the war in Iraq certainly, you know, is in there, definitely. We have the North Korean situation, which has now shown up. And if you look at this whole legislative session that's going on right now, I mean, it's ridiculous because nobody can really say how much illegal immigrants cost this state in money. They can only suppose. And if you read Bill Johnson's column today in the Rocky Mountain News, he's got a great column on this topic. He says the governor himself learned firsthand after famously marching across East 14th Street on Wednesday to a joint budget committee hearing where one state agency head after another told him, well, the state actually pays out relatively little over what the feds require it to. In a brief discussion on Thursday, one agency head who asked not to be identified, lest his words only miff the governor, scratched his head when asked how much his department was spending beyond their federal mandate. Not much. Okay, I suppose that we could deport every illegal alien, every illegal once they got arrested, no bail, no lawyers, no trial. That would save money, but trust me, they would be right back here the minute they're dropped off in Mexico. Up and down the line, departments reported relatively small amounts of money spent on the undocumented. Human Services, for example, reportedly spent $3.5 million annually on the undocumented, but mostly to fund child protective services, mental health, and youth corrections. Contrary to popular belief, they noted illegal immigrants do not qualify or receive welfare, Medicaid, food stamps, or public housing. So, what is this all about? Well, you know, it's about politics. That's what it's all about, all of this that's going on here in regards to immigration. And there's a Bell study out there somewhere, and I can't remember what the Bell study says, that immigrants, by and large, pay their way through the through federal mandates and through the taxes that they do have to pay. And it seems like we've been having this discussion about immigration forever and a day. And you know what? We'll continue to keep having it, because talking about immigration is better than talking about what's really bothering us. The fact that we've got kids in this state who have no health insurance. The fact that, you know, this country is stuck in a conflict overseas that we can't get out of, and nobody seems to have a plan to get out of, other than maybe John Murtha and John Kerry and the Democrats. The Republicans and the conservatives certainly don't have any kind of a plan. Anyway, the phones are open. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. 303-713-7600. All four of you that are up during the hour of no power here on this Friday morning, and it looks like it's going to be a good Friday morning.
Magic Mortgages, 0% interest, no payments for a year, celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage, a local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today, 303-741-6800.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit customersarelistening.com.
$100 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and you've got $3,000 down towards the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Someday we'll be in a situation where we won't be burning fossil fuels. But you know, until that time, well, you got to get a car, and if you do, the best place to go is Rockies. Mary and I have been buying from them since 1997 and have had nothing but good luck. And this car that we bought almost 6 months ago now, has been just absolutely wonderful. Rockies Autos with, great people working there to help you out. You can check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. That makes almost 25 years doing business here along the Front Range. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. But if you stay after 9, hey, things will be fine. They'll take care of you. Rockies Autos. Check them out. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
Remember, car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. The only place to get a real GEICO quote is at GEICO.com. Besides, it's a real nice place to visit.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Back in there, Eddie. 6:21, 21 minutes after 6. High today, up to 86. Man, what's up with my voice this morning? Maybe I need something to drink. Maybe that's what the problem is. What are you saying, John? You'll go get me something to drink? Do you think water will do it? Or do you think water will do it? Or do you think I need a mezcal? I need a quick shot this morning.
I think whiskey would help.
I think whiskey is what I need. Whiskey, wine, women, and song. Oh, man, I just dropped my money all over the place, too. Show's really turning out to be a mess here in the first 20 minutes. Can't get my act together. I never can get my act together. I can't understand how thousands of people go to work every single day and can get up at this time of the morning. And for me, and I don't mean to sit here at 22 minutes after 6 and say, brother, can you spare a small fiddle to play for my bleeding heart? But it's like I just cannot wake up. I don't know what it is about me, man. I cannot get functional getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's weird. It's like I'm talking to some kind of gauze or ether or something. There, that should be enough for some water. Water will be, I'll take. Yeah, water has no additives, no calories. Can't hurt me. Won't upset the system in any way, shape, or form. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Anthony in Aurora. Anthony, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning. Anthony, you there? Oh, Anthony fell cursed to line number one, which we've been here like a year and a half, almost 2 years, and line one has never worked. Call back, Anthony. I didn't mean to do that to you. I definitely have to sit down with management today, and I have to tell them that we're going to have to do something about this phone line. All right, let's go to Bob in Longmont. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
So, you mentioned absentee ballots and that sort of thing. And I just wanted to give you a little bit of info on that. I did vote using absentee ballots last year because of the electronic voting machine thing. But subsequent to that, I've had a look at the new electronic voting machines in Weld County. And these things actually have a paper tape that shows your vote in a window so the voter can inspect the tape.
Right.
And if you don't like the look of the tape, you can re-vote. So the question then becomes, you know, assuming the votes are recorded accurately on the paper tape, if there was going to be electronic shenanigans, the only way you would find out about them is if the tapes are manually counted. And it turns out, at least in Weld County, somebody has to pay for that manual recount. If the candidate questions it, they have to pay for that recount.
Well, anytime there's a manual recount, somebody has to pay for it.
Well, right, but, you know, we're getting into pretty new territory with these electronic voting machines. I don't see any audit of those tapes unless somebody pays for it. So,
But you always had that. Even before we had those, I mean, when you had recounts, usually somebody's campaign had to pay for it.
Right, but if you're counting a paper ballot or a scanned ballot, you're pretty comfortable that, you know, that it's that maybe the count was right the first time. With the electronic machines, you have a programmer. I'm a programmer, by the way, and you can program anything. You know,
right, I agree.
So I think at least in the beginning, a recount ought to be mandatory, period. Somebody ought to count that paper.
Well, they would have to change the laws. I mean, we've had Ken Gordon on here, who is running for Secretary of State and is in to introduce legislation that put those paper in the little paper that you're talking about, those spools of paper in the machines, to be able to have an accurate count. All I can do is turn around and get him on again and ask him if he would favor the idea of an immediate recount of all voting.
Either that or there ought to be some sort of sample audit. You know, I'm a Florida CPA also. If you take a chunk of it and say, okay, we're going to compare the results from the machines against the results from the tape, you take a significant statistical sample, you don't have to recount the whole thing, and you get a feeling for whether the machines are working properly or not.
I'm not against it. I'm against anything that works. And look, at least we're not like Mexico, where there are reports that ballots have ended up in dumpsters there.
Yeah,
so.
Well, this is all discussed on two websites. One is verifiedvoting.org,
right,
and the other is blackboxvoting.org. And at least it's better than it was, where there was no tape at all.
Yeah, and there's also bradblog.org, which is also another one that follows this quite closely. Next time we have Ken Gordon on, I'll ask him. I'll pose that question to him.
Great. You have a good day.
Okay, hey, have a good weekend.
Thanks, bye.
You bet. All right, three lines open at 303-713-7600. Bradblog.com. Is that what I said? I said, or did I say bradblog.org? It's bradblog.com. Okay, it's early, and I'm only on my first sip of water here. Maybe that'll wake me up. Let's go try Anthony again in Aurora. Anthony, I think I got you this time. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hey, Anthony, how are you?
Pretty good. The reason I was calling today was I just wanted to see where your opinion was on this news about Tan Cradle calling into the state of Utah and trying to help against his own colleague there. I mean, he was trying to help the other guy win over his own colleague, and I just wanted to know what were your opinions on that there, and that's very unprecedented.
My opinion is that they should stay out of those campaigns, particularly if they're inter-party primaries. They shouldn't endorse one candidate or the other, and they should let the will of the party speak. And then if it's a general election, then I think it's a whole different ball game. But I think that they ought to stay out of it. And Tom Tancredo ought to spend more time worrying about his own district rather than worrying about what's going on around the country, which he seems to be doing. And I feel sorry for people who have him as a congressman because he doesn't spend much time. And that's why the better choice is Bill Winter, who's running against him.
Yeah, I hope he wins and they get some support out there, because definitely Tancredo needs to go down on that.
Well, Bill Winter is a good guy, and you can go to his website, Winter for Congress, and he needs all the help and the donations, and he needs all the volunteers and all the people he can definitely get. And Tom Tancredo is he's definitely out there, man. There's no question about it. And doesn't seem to pay much attention to his district. And I wonder, you know, if you live in Tancredo's district, I wonder how people who live in Tancredo's district feel about that their congressman, virtually in a lot of ways, is just kind of like a part-time guy.
Absolutely. So I'm definitely going to check out that website. You have a good weekend, Jay.
All right. Hey, Anthony, thank you for calling, and sorry about the phone problem in the beginning.
Oh, no problem.
Okay. See you later. All right. Yeah, Bill Winter is a good guy, and we've got good people running all across this state. Jay Fawcett down there in Colorado Springs, Angie Piccioni. We've got Peggy Lamb. We've got there's just so many people out there that are running that are great. We've got people running for the state legislature like Molly Cullum and Joe Rice. And I just can't, you know, I don't have time to name them all off, all the really good people out there that are running Morgan Carroll, that are running, that are just really great people. 6:29, 29 minutes after 6 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, our last day today to be with Amelia Earhart.
Hello, Jay.
Bailey. I'm sorry.
Hey, now.
Amy.
Yes.
Some of your insider's friends, I notice, call you Amy.
Some of them, yes.
I'm not allowed to call you Amy, though. I have to call you Amelia, right?
Oh, is that right?
You know what? Now, you're going to get out of here, and you owe me those lunches.
I know. Well, I'm still hoping I can go to the Paramount on New Year's Eve.
Well, you can. I'm going to buy tickets for you and your boyfriend.
All right. Sounds great.
You just have to stay in touch with us.
You bet I will.
And we're all going to go for New Year's to see Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
That's going
to
be wonderful.
And it'll be a good time. It'll be since Amelia's coming, and she's only 23 years old.
She still gets to go even though she's not our traffic girl anymore?
Yeah, because we already promised her. So since she gets to go, and she's only 23 years old, and I'm like 53, and Mary's like 50. Well, actually, I'm going to be 50. No, by that time, I'll be 54. It'll be like an all-ages show.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll all get carded.
Yeah, so we'll all have a good time. So right now, the way it looks is, it looks like it's going to be Amelia and her boyfriend. If he's still your boyfriend, then.
Oh.
well, you don't know with these romances.
Hopefully.
Okay, Stacy Turk and John Turk, Mary and Jay. And we're going to probably bring some other people as well.
Any listeners?
Well, any listeners who want to go can definitely show up, but you just got to buy tickets.
Yeah.
And we'll know when the tickets are on sale because we'll put it out over the air.
Cool. That's going to be so fun.
We miss having Todd here, but he's out on the road. He was in New Hampshire, I believe, either last night or the night before last.
Yeah.
So maybe we should play some Big Head Todd music coming back in as a reminder of our missing compadre out on the road playing rock and roll. All right, for this last day, how does the traffic look this morning at this particular hour?
Well, I wish I had something to talk about on my last day, Jay, but there's really nothing going on this morning. All of our earlier crashes are cleared from the roadway, so it's actually great news for drivers heading into work this morning. Southbound 225, just a bit heavy right between Yosemite and I-25, and across southbound 25. We're looking at a bit of slowing right between 104th Avenue and 84th, but nothing like we are used to on the remainder of the drive. Now, across I-270, eastbounders, just a bit heavy from I-76 to York, but outside of that, not a bad commute at all. Today's forecast calls...
It's no secret. GEICO would like everybody in America to get a rate quote at GEICO.com. Seriously, everybody in America, go to GEICO.com right now and get your free rate quote. Go ahead, I'll wait. Oh, and the best part? Once you see how much you could save, you can buy your GEICO policy any way you like. Buy online, call our 800 number, or visit a local GEICO office. Or the super-duper easy method, get your spouse to do it.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Today, let's do injury math. Have you been injured in a car crash, a motorcycle accident, suffered an on-the-job injury? It doesn't really matter. The legal solutions for each have a common denominator and numerator. It's this simple. The sum of the parts should equal fair insurance treatment. Injuries can destroy lives, families, and careers. You don't want your insurance payments divided by an unknown insurance formula. And you really don't need your fair insurance compensation fractioned away. You want to avoid the insurance company's subtraction of your benefits. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Insurance benefits are sometimes computed with preset computer formulas. And guess in whose favor the formulas are? You need experienced professionals on your side. At Bell & Pollock, we've handled insurance injury claims for over 20 years. If you don't want your claim divided and subtracted by an unknown insurance formula, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, 303-795-5900. The attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
Take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400. Or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, as low as $20 a month. So you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you for as low as $20 a month. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-1312. That's 1-800-600-1312. 1-800-600-1312.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Space off the big head pod there, did you, John? 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7. Yeah, there you go. This is for all the Big Head Pod and Monsters fans, of which I'm one. And the Big Head Pod out on the road. And he was in New Hampshire the other night. And I don't know where he is tonight. You can go to BigHeadTodd.com and find out. And hopefully he'll call us from the road one of these mornings if he's up early enough. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Two lines open, and he's in Portsmouth, Virginia tonight. All right. Was he in New Hampshire last night? Oh, it just shows what's coming up, so we don't know. But I know he was flying out to be in New Hampshire, that much I know, because I saw him on the July the 4th. 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about this morning? And by the way, see, I've had this problem since we've done this show since the very beginning. I have all this mountain of material, and I don't want to blow all the material in the first hour of the show and have nothing for the rest of it. And some of this stuff is really juicy, so I just got to kind of try to hang on to it, I guess. Let's go to Meredith in Longmont. Meredith, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Good
morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. How was your Las Vegas trip?
I had a wonderful, 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 wonderful time.
Great. I have this plan, a really great plan, and I've been thinking about it for a while because I used to live in Reno for about 10 years, and since then they have a paper trail of the slot machines in Black Hawk. Have you been up to Black Hawk?
Yeah, once or twice. I can't really get into what goes on in Black Hawk and Central City because I'm not into slot machines.
Yeah, okay. Well, see, what my plan is that if they use the slot machines to do the voting, and they went on the Oprah show and had it all taped, and I had it on video where everybody that went to vote had to would be on the video. There's no way that, and you can't lie to Oprah, you know that.
Yeah, because she gets down to the bottom of the truth regardless, right?
Yeah, and by the way, you and Randy is my favorite talk show people. I used to listen to KGNU or another radio station, but I think you guys get really down to to the nitty-gritty.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, really I do. And I never can get through to Randy, but... maybe you'll give her the message. Hey, don't you think it'd be a good idea? Or don't you think it'd be a plan to be able to do that?
I think all voting should be videotaped.
Exactly. You know, I mean, how and just think of the money and the time and the anger. I mean, it'd be so nice to be able to watch this on video. And
so everything could be checked and double-checked to make sure that everybody's vote democratically counts.
Exactly, because you know those slot machines, you can't cheat them.
Yeah, right. They only cheat you. It's the other way around. All right, Meredith, take care and have a good morning.
All right, you too, bye.
All right, see ya. This whole thing, I started talking about Black Hawk and Central City. I am just not into, and I'm not a gambler. I don't belong in Gamblers Anonymous. Because, you know, I don't gamble that much. I bring a set amount of money to lose, and if I lose it, I lose it. If I win it, I win it. And usually I do pretty good. And I come home with a modest amount of money. This last time, $400. Is that, can you consider that to be a lot of money? $400?
Not for you, no. But for somebody like me, yeah.
Well, what do you mean, not for you, no, and for somebody like me, yeah? I don't have all the money in the world. What are you talking about?
Well, no, I don't think you have all the money in the world, but I don't know. For you, I mean, for you, dropping $400 in Vegas isn't a big deal.
Well, yeah, but the point is I only started out with 100.
So you went to Vegas thinking you'd only use $100 to gamble with?
That's right.
No way. Over a week or however long you were there? That
four days. 4.5 days.
Yeah, no, $100. You got to go at least thinking $100 a day.
No, I only had $100, and I came back with $400, which means that I made $300, and I was up and I was down. But I'm not a gambling. I mean, it's like when I start winning, and when I made that big accidental score on the machine, and that rapid roulette at the Tropicana, when I made that big accidental score. Hey, I cashed out and walked away. I didn't keep gambling.
That was a good choice. Definitely a good choice to make there.
I mean, I have some addictions, but gambling's not one of them.
Yeah, when I go to Vegas, I say I got $100 per day that I'm going to gamble.
Well,
sometimes you lose and you're able to gamble all day. Sometimes you're done in your first hour. I lost $250 in 15 minutes at the Stratosphere craps table. I'll never do that again.
Well, you spend more money than I do.
Well, my wife wasn't too happy either. I was kind of, I had a nice buzz going and sat down. It was like right after the Stratosphere had opened, and I thought I was a high roller, and obviously I got my tail handed to me. It wasn't good.
Craps is a game I don't understand.
It's the most fun game, I think, to play in Vegas. Most interactive. I like interaction. Those blackjack dealers are about as, they got the personality of sheetrock, and I don't like playing the slots. The roulette wheel is just way too confusing and fast for me, so I stick to the craps table and the sporting book.
I don't get craps. Maybe somebody out there can call up and explain to us how craps works. At 303-713-7600, considering it is open phones, and we can convert this program from political and social issues to gambling. Like one of those specialty shows that runs on AM 760 over the weekend. Welcome to J. Marvin's Golden Gambling Palace, or whatever you want to call it. Or the Las Vegas show is on the air. All right, let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Good, thanks. I called with my priority list.
Oh, okay. Give us your priority list.
Okay. I'll be real quick. But first, I wanted to say I was one of those folks who told you to watch Frontline a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I did watch it.
Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah, that was really, it was really, really good. And you noticed yesterday we had Mike Schroyer on, and Schroyer was on that Frontline show.
Yeah.
It was definitely, definitely, definitely good. I'll tell you another movie worth getting, and you can rent at Blockbusters and watch. It's called Why We Are Fighting.
Oh, yeah, right. I heard about that.
Yeah, get a hold of that one and watch it, too. But that On the Dark Side Frontline thing was absolutely an amazing piece of work. It really, really was, wasn't it?
It sure was.
And it points out that really who we need to be looking at for this debacle are Rumsfeld and Cheney.
Absolutely. They are the guys who are doing all the machinations behind the scenes, it appears, and they have been all along.
Yep.
Yep. But let me give you my list real quick.
Okay.
First thing, vote integrity.
Okay.
I got that idea from that author you had on that I think he was the guy who wrote that Fooled Again.
Mark Crispin Miller?
Yeah, and I think he was making the point that, without that, everything else really doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the other four, real quick, they all go hand in hand. Reducing the foreign debt. Real homeland security. I'd say, we need to get some different minds in there and look at how we can really keep this country safe, not going off and fighting these wars that the Project for the New American Century thinks are suitable. You know what I mean?
Right.
And let's see. The I wrote this stuff down. But the other thing. Oh yeah, and the last thing, finding Osama bin Laden. You know, I think you know, we really just need to really, you know, take about 80,000 or so of our troops in Iraq and dump them back into Afghanistan and get that guy. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Well, you heard what Schroyer said about how difficult it will be to do that, and about the fact that closing that bin Laden office, the CIA doesn't bode well for that. Here's what I had down as mine. My number one priority is solving the war in Iraq. Then after that comes health care. Then after that comes the budget. I would like to see us go back to the pay-as-we-go system. Not the way they have it now, where we can run these huge deficits. And then the last one I would stick in there would be immigration. All right, we got to do David Sirota next, because Sirota is going to be on Fox News. So we need to get Sirota on here to talk about Ken.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
America's favorite vacation company. Call 303-363-2300, visit bonfils.org, or make a pit stop at Bonfils Blood Center and give blood fuel for life.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only about this great new kit you've just come out with that you're actually giving away free?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
This will tell you how to sell it for top dollar.
Really?
There are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer. So to see how you can get top dollar, call Timeshares Only today.
Sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
Call us now. We can help you make thousands of dollars.
Wow. Okay. So get the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares absolutely free. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-700-0299. Again, that's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
Check and go.
Convenient and confidential.
Check and go. Prompt and professional. Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's completely confidential, and you always get the professional service you deserve. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Hi.
Hey.
I really need a manicure.
Whoa.
I know.
What happened?
I broke this nail on macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni?
This one on a brownie.
Brownie.
The pinky nail was from a scrambled egg.
Egg.
Still scratching your dishes clean after they come out of the dishwasher? Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs combine the scrubbing power of Cascade with the grease-fighting power of Dawn, so even sticky food won't stick.
I broke the pinky nail on lasagna, the thumbnail on a scrambled egg.
Maybe you should eat out more.
Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs. Dishwashing that's truly automatic.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:49, 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 86. on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's jump right to the phones, talk to David Sirota, author of Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Take It Back, and also somebody who sat in for me. And Dave, thanks for sitting in and doing such an excellent job. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, can't wait to have you back again. All right, talk a little bit about Senator Ken Salazar, who is the first Democrat to publicly say that he will ignore the will of the Connecticut Democratic primary voters and support Joe Lieberman, which I think is absolutely 100% wrong. Talk about this a little bit.
Well, what Salazar did was say that he would support Joe Lieberman even if Joe Lieberman loses the contested Connecticut Democratic primary. Lieberman has said that he will run if he loses that primary as an independent. Connecticut is one of the states that has a loophole that allows candidates to actually lose their party's primary and then still file to run as an independent in the general election. A lot of states have laws preventing that so that the primary election doesn't basically get invalidated. And so what Salazar is saying by saying, I will support Lieberman even if he loses the primary, is I will basically support Lieberman's effort to invalidate a small D Democratic election. So it's not only an insult to Democratic Party voters in Connecticut, but it's really an insult to small D democracy and the reason we hold elections.
What's his voting record? How do you view his voting record, Salazar's voting record? Because people here see it as kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah, I think it is a mixed bag. I think that on some of the fundamental economic issues, he has not been where he should be. I think that, you know, there's a case to be made for on certain issues, you know, you can move, I guess, a little bit here and there. But on the fundamental core economic issues, there's no reason to essentially capitulate to big money interests, especially when you come from a state like Colorado, which has been a place where populist politics has been really, really pretty powerful.
Would you say there's this Lieberman-Lamont contest highlights the fact that there's a struggle going on with inside the Democratic Party for control?
Absolutely. I think that Joe Lieberman has made himself an icon for the Washington establishment. That is a Democratic Party establishment that has been too complicit with the Bush administration, complicit with the administration on the war, complicit with the administration on various economic policies that have sold out America's middle class. I mean, you know, last night in the debate, Lieberman was saying with a straight face that he cares about American jobs. This is a guy who has signed on to every corporate written trade deal written during his career, selling out hundreds of thousands of jobs. And so I think that the race is turning out to be, what is the Democratic Party about? And I think that Lamont represents somebody who's basically saying, enough is enough. The Democratic Party needs to be a real counterweight and doesn't need to be complicit in, you know, what I write about in my book, the hostile takeover of our government by big money interests.
But the spin you get out of the media is that if Lamont wins, it will immediately shove the Democratic Party to the left.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I think that the whole left-right paradigm is wrong. I think that what really the divide is if Lamont wins, it will shove the Democratic Party towards the people. And if Lieberman wins, it will be a symbol that the Democratic Party still is struggling with those within its midst who represent the establishment, the elites, and the status quo. And I should want to make clear, you know, the fact that this even is a race, that this is a contested primary, I think speaks volumes. Look, Joe Lieberman is an incumbent. The fact that he is getting such a strong challenge, I think, is in many ways a victory unto itself for those of us who want to see the Democratic Party start representing ordinary people.
How much of a chance does Ned Lamont have? I mean, what are the current poll numbers? Do you know?
I saw the last poll was, I think it was somewhere around 53-40. That was a poll a while ago. I think it's probably tightened even further. And especially, you know, again, in primary elections, you know, these things can be quite volatile, especially in a small state. I think Lamont's got a very good chance, but everybody should know. I mean, this is an uphill battle. He is going up against a well-funded, entrenched incumbent who has been there for a long time, who everybody knows. Lamont isn't well-known, and so I think it's a big challenge.
Well, I hope Lamont pulls it off. How about other Democrats besides Salazar? Hillary Clinton, I guess, has backed away. So is John Kerry.
Right. And most of the Democrats have said that they are supporting Lieberman in the primary but they will not support him if he loses the primary and runs as an independent. I think what's actually fascinating about that, of course, is that these incumbents, most of the incumbents except for Feingold and Kerry, are saying they support Lieberman in the primary. And they haven't been asked to even explain why they're doing that. I mean, mostly it's, I think, because the, you know, incumbents support incumbents, but nobody's asking the question of, you know, why are people like Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton saying they support Joe Lieberman even in the primary, when Joe Lieberman has become famous and made a name for himself, helping the Bush administration push through some of the worst policies through Congress during its term. So, you know, we should even be talking about not only who's not supporting Lieberman or who is supporting him if he loses the primary, but why are Democrats, incumbents, why are so many of them supporting him in the primary? I mean, that's again, another question about what does the Democratic Party stand for? Does it stand for the establishment and the elites in Washington and preserving the status quo, or does it stand for the people?
I think in order for it to survive, it has to stand for the people.
I absolutely agree, and I think that the main challenge that the party has, which the establishment doesn't want to acknowledge, is that the public perceives the party as not standing for the people, and that's why Republicans have been able to win election after election after election, even though Republicans clearly don't stand for the vast majority of Americans.
No, but we've got to kick out, get these people like Lieberman out of the party, and to some degree I would like to see a more progressive candidate come forward and challenge Salazar when he's up for re-election too.
Well, remember this. The fact that Lamont has been such a strong challenger does send a message to every other incumbent United States senator in the Democratic Party that if you sell out, you will now potentially face a serious challenge. And that you cannot just sell out without being held accountable. And I think that's, again, that's why already this is a victory, because a message is being sent to the elites in Washington that the public is no longer going to sit there while Democrats sell them out.
All right, David, thank you so much. Good to hear your voice, and hope to talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks for having me on, Jay. Take care.
You got it. There's David Sirota. He is the author of what I think is the best book this year, Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Take It Back. This is for those of you that consider yourselves, wherever you consider yourself to be on the political spectrum, it's a book you ought to read, because really he's right about this paradigm of right versus left, and I get sucked into it a lot too, that really it doesn't apply in a lot of cases. What applies is that we need people in the Senate, we need people in the House of Representatives who are going to do business on our behalf and represent us, not represent big money constituents and big money interests, which they do now, that write the rules that are not taking care of business in this country, and both parties are doing it. I mean, it isn't only, you know, the Republicans and the GOP, but it's also people like Joe Lieberman and Ken Salazar and others in the Democratic Party that have a tendency to do it as well. And the best thing to do when you look at somebody is to go look up their voting record and look and see at their campaign contributions about who they took money from and what votes they cast in regards to what money that they took. And there's plenty of websites that can give you that information and that you can go look at that. And I had quite a few callers yesterday, I believe it was, who indicated that they were unhappy with Ken Salazar, and I'm unhappy with Ken Salazar, not only because of this whole thing in Connecticut, but also because of the bankruptcy bill and other moves that he's made. It's a mixed bag, as we indicated. He has done some good votes. I mean, his vote to keep the estate tax in play is a good one, and he wanted to raise the cap on it, which I don't disagree with. I don't think is a bad deal, but going into Connecticut and supporting Joseph Lieberman, who has been one of the one of this administration's best allies for this stupid stay the course policy and a misguided foreign policy, and to help him out, to me, is just dead wrong. Open Phones continues here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick around.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
4004. That's 1-800-600-4004. 1-800-600-4004.
AM760.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. AKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
And online at AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapenny. A plot to blow up the Holland Tunnel between New York City and New Jersey. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnano. Barry, what do we know about this?
It might have been another terrorist attack on New York City. Not imminent, but in the works. And it has been foiled, says Republican Congressman Peter King.
It was a serious plot against the New York City mass transit system. It has been watched very carefully, monitored very carefully by federal officials and especially by the NYPD.
Hudson River tunnels may have been targeted along with subways. One man has been arrested in Lebanon. The probe is ongoing. The plot was revealed to law enforcement agents monitoring internet chat rooms. Homeland Security says there is no immediate threat to New York transportation. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
It's a day of solemn remembrance across Great Britain, the first anniversary of the subway and bus bombings that killed 52 commuters. Michael Henning survived, even though he stood just feet from where one suicide bomber blew himself up that day. Henning calls the past year a struggle.
It's been a real process of admitting that I had a problem. You think you're going mad, or you've got a brain tumor, you can't cope with life, you've got no energy. But then you've got guilt because you know you're one of the lucky ones as well.
Luciano Pavarotti's farewell tour will have to wait. The fabled tenor had surgery for pancreatic cancer last week, just as he was about to resume touring. His manager says doctors removed all of the tumor, and the 70-year-old Pavarotti hopes to return to the concert stage early next year. Unemployment held steady in June at 4.6%, even though the economy created only 121,000 new jobs.
This is the third month in a row that the payroll numbers have been disappointing, suggesting to me that the economy is cooling off more than the Fed thinks it is, and that it's time for the Federal Reserve to stop raising interest rates and start worrying more about the economy.
Standard & Poor's chief economist David Weiss. The Discovery crew is getting ready for some important work. Live to CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
Mission Control says the shuttle's doing so well, they had trouble coming up with areas for a more focused damage inspection, but they did. Crew will look at the nose caps, some protruding gap fillers, like the pieces removed during a spacewalk last year, and
a couple other areas on the reinforced carbon-carbon, but they look like they're just smudges.
Pilot Mark Kelly with CBS News moments ago. He tells us everything's working fine. The astronauts will also start moving some 5,000 pounds of supplies they brought with them for the International Space Station. Frank?
This year's running of the bulls began a few hours ago in Pamplona, Spain, and the New York City man was one of the first people hurt, thrown from a young cow during a mock bullfight. Doctors say he could be paralyzed for life if he lives. In Atlanta, a grand jury has indicted a father who allegedly poisoned his children's food as part of a scheme to sue the Campbell Food Company. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 3.5 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, let's go to my house for an Ovaltine milkshake.
I love chocolate Ovaltine shakes. Let's go!
Isn't it snack time for the kids?
Let's make them Ovaltine milkshakes.
I'll get out the ice cream and milk.
And I'll get the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Hey, this is Mama's making Ovaltine shake.
Yes, I love her Ovaltine shake.
Yeah!
Now I'll add the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
And I'll get the glasses.
Mom, we're home!
Who wants an Ovaltine shake?
I do!
I guess we better make more.
More Ovaltine shakes, please.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton will make a stop in Denver today, and campaign aides say the main focus of her trip is to raise money for her New York Senate race. Political analysts say it's also a chance for her to build relationships in a competitive Western state for a possible future run for the White House. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell got sick in Aspen last night after dining with former President Clinton. Powell spent a short time at the hospital for what's being described as a combination of altitude sickness and being sick to his stomach. After heavy rains this week, fire bans being lifted on 3 million acres in southern Colorado, including the Pike San Isabel National Forest. Some counties are also easing or lifting fire bans, but some bans will remain. Park County is lifting all restrictions, while Jefferson and Douglas County are just easing theirs. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Kathy. The highway drop is loading up quickly this morning. First, taking a look at eastbound I-70 right at Ward Road. We now have a semi-truck that has rolled on the ramp to Ward, heading off from I-70. Now, traffic is getting by slowly with some pretty big curiosity delays in the area. We look like we will see a temporary closure of that on-ramp as they flip the semi-truck back onto its wheels. Outside of that, eastbound lanes at 270 are now thick in Commerce City from I-76 to Vasquez, and along the turnpike, eastbounders are jamming from Federal down to Pecos as you make your way closer to I-25. Now, speaking of 25, your northbound commute is pretty heavy as you make your way out of the tech center right around Bellevue, and southbounders are jam-packed on the north end between 100 and 4th and 84th, and again, south of here from I-70 to Speer. Today's forecast calls for highs around 83 degrees, and currently we're at 66 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
With Chrysler, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus. Well qualified by...
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
We'll see what we can find out on our own, said Kathy Kerr, the syndicate's director of communications, noting that Universal would use the information referenced in Sunday's New York Post article. The story quoted John Berry, creator of the Authenticate plagiarism probing system, who said that he had easily found several examples of alleged plagiarism in Coulter's new Godless book and her Universal columns from the past year. Several blogs had earlier found these and other examples. Kerr added that Universal may also use plagiarism, maybe also use a plagiarism finding tool from Berry's company. Well, the Universal spokesman said Berry has yet to return her call. He hasn't returned editor and publisher's call either, which is where I'm reading the article from. But added that she did hear from the sales division person at iParadigms, company which Berry is affiliated. Kerr said she was told that iParadigms wasn't sure if it could provide the same information about Coulter as was given to the Post, but the syndicate could subscribe to the service that provided the information to the newspaper. The tool is a service sold through a subscription on LexisNexis, said Kerr. We use it as a research tool on LexisNexis quite a bit. The plagiarism tool is called CopyGuard and is about a year old. We want to set up a trial period and, of course, get pricing on this tool, but it sounds like something that would benefit us. I don't know how long it will take for the trial period to be set up. Universal Syndicate is the one that puts out Coulter's columns to more than 100 newspapers, and she's been accused of plagiarism, Ann Coulter. And her book reaches number one on the New York Times bestseller list. And I can't imagine that many people would buy her stuff, other than that these conservative book clubs must just pump the hell out of that, out of books by their authors. And then the authors, of course, in the sales shows up, and then the stuff turns out to climb up the charts like that. But, man, if they catch Coulter in plagiarism, if indeed she is caught in plagiarism, I mean, what does that say? What does that say about Ann Coulter? Well, what does it say about Ann Coulter that we already don't, already know? How about this for a weird story? Royal Dutch Shell, the world's top maker of biofuels, considers using food crops to make biofuels morally inappropriate as long as there are people in the world who are starving. That's what one of their executives said yesterday. Eric G. Halthusen, to fuel technology manager at Asia Pacific, said the company's research unit, Shell Global Solutions, has developed alternative fuels from renewable sources that use wood chips and plant waste rather than food crops that are typically used to make the fuels. Houston said his company's participation in marketing biofuels extracted from food was driven by economics or legislation. He says, if we had a choice today, then we wouldn't go this route. We think it's morally inappropriate because what we are doing here is using food and turning it into fuel. If you look at Africa, there are still countries that have a lack of food. People are starving, and because we are more wealthy, we use food to turn that into fuel. This is not what we would like to see, but sometimes economics force you to do it. The world's top commercially produced biofuels are ethanol and biodiesel. Now, ethanol is mostly used in the United States and Brazil and is produced from sugar cane and beets and can also be derived from grains such as corn and wheat. Biodiesel used in Europe is extracted from the continent's predominant oil crop, rapeseed, and can also be produced from palm and coconut. It's about time somebody comes up with something. And I look forward to the day when we don't have to burn fossil fuels anymore in our automobiles. Because, I admit it up front, I love cars. And so the more fuel efficient they make them, the better off I'm going to feel. Both Mary and I, both our cars get pretty good gas mileage, close to 30, which is better than the vehicle we had before, which was coming in at about 18.
You know, Jay, while you were out, we had this guy named James Holland. He was Ford's chief hybrid engineer, and now Ford has got this hybrid car out. And one of the main problems that people have with these hybrid cars is they're not big enough. So Ford has made this this Escape hybrid that is, it's kind of looks like an SUV. It's like a truck, but it's a hybrid. So you're starting to get these bigger cars that are also fuel efficient. So, a lot of people are working on that nowadays, which is pretty nice.
Yeah, well, I hope it continues. I hope it definitely continues. I hope it's a continuing trend. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Whatever you want to talk about this morning, we can do it. Here's Virginia in Lakewood. Virginia, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Good morning, Virginia.
How are you?
Just fine.
Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
I want to talk about the anti-war protest, but I also want to talk a minute about Osama bin Laden, because I think I heard you say earlier in the week that he's the world's biggest terrorist.
Well, no, I didn't say he's the world's biggest terrorist, but I said that they had closed the Osama bin Laden unit and that he's, he's involved in, that he's responsible for 9/11 and that we virtually just let the guy go.
Well, I think the world's biggest terrorist is sitting in the White House.
I think he's one of them.
Because look at the killing. Look at the number of people he's killed. And look at the people he's killing every day. So I don't think Osama has a corner on it.
No, I don't think Osama does either. But I think that Osama is a glaring reminder of the wrongheadedness of this administration and the stupidity of this administration's foreign policy in the fact that we could have had him and that we should have held him responsible and that we should have done more in regards to Afghanistan. And now the Taliban is starting to flare up again in Afghanistan, and bin Laden is still on the loose.
Incompetence rules.
Well, you know what? There's so much incompetence in this administration. There's so much cronyism. going on here. You know, there's another story out about how President Bush is expected to nominate Suzanne Dudley as the next head of the obscure but super powerful office that oversees many business regulations. The Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs holds the sway over federal regulatory agencies like the EPA and helps set up regulatory policy for a wide range of issues from workplace safety to water quality. And the most recent head, John Graham, has demonstrated consistent hostility to protections for public health, safety, and environment over his career. And according to Frank O'Donnell of Clean Air Watch, Dudley makes John Graham look like Ralph Nader.
Oh, my.
As Director of Regulatory Studies at the industry-backed Mercatus Center, she worked to oppose vital public health regulation as a hidden tax that hinders profits, and some of her targets were she opposed the EPA's plan to set tougher public health standards for smog.
Great.
She opposed lowering polluting cars and SUVs and cleaner gasoline. She opposed airbags in cars, preferring to leave public safety decisions to the marketplace. She opposed stronger regulations for arsenic and drinking water. She opposed measures to curb global warming. And not surprisingly, Exxon and Mobil have donated $80,000 to her think tank.
Surprise, surprise.
And she's going to get nominated. I mean, these are the kind of people that Bush puts in these in these places, in these positions.
I don't know if we can ever undo all of this. I really don't. But anyway, I really just want to talk also about our anti-war protest for those people who can't stand what we're doing. We stand on the corner. Remember that song, Standing on the Corner Watching All the Girls Go By?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? Well, I think about that when I'm standing on the corner watching all the cars go by. Anyway, every Saturday from noon to 1, we stand on the corner at 52nd and Wadsworth. Bring your own sign, or we have signs. You know, they range from all kinds of things, against the war, stop the killing, impeach Bush, you name it. Also, there is another group at 92nd and Sheridan that seems to be having some problems getting enough people. And they're from 11 to 12. And we're 12 to 1 at 52nd at Wadsworth.
And what time? What time is the people on Sheridan? What time
they're,
is that?
They're 11 to 12.
11 to 12?
And we're 12 to 1, yeah.
All right.
And we'd sure love to have, you know, we've had so much response from your listeners. And another new one last week. So, thanks again, Jay.
Virginia, I'm here for you always.
We appreciate it.
All right, we love you.
Goodbye.
Okay, see you later. We got to stop this stupid war. There's no question about it. One line open at 303-713-7600. And it's open phones, and we're talking about whatever it is that you want to talk about here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll be talking about the screwed-up voter situation in Ohio and the attack on minority voting rights in Ohio. We'll be doing that after 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's Friday already. Can you believe it? Can you believe that it's Friday? Well...
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engle Homes, it's simply better. At Engle Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engle Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice,
Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Like 4 stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few $100 saved on your hotel room is a few $100 you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guaranteed details on site.
So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5, $10, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well...
Not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7bruce.com now.
Ed Schultz.
Guess what? North Korea is serious about this deal. They fired some missiles. And you want to talk about getting the attention of young people.
What does this mean, Dad?
What's happening here? I thought, there's America right there. I may infuriate you, but let me tell you something. This crosses all political lines. When you have somebody who starts shooting missiles off, I want this issue addressed now.
Ed Schultz. Weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
21, 21 minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 86. Jay Marvin here, partly sunny, thunderstorms, one line open, 303-713-7600. I'm going to do this priority poll. I'm going to do it coming up next hour, come hell or high water. But right now, we can talk about anything you want to talk about, because Fridays usually is a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and it's open phone, so whatever you want to glom onto and talk about, you know, hey, you're more than welcome to jump on the program and get involved. Let's go to Russ in Littleton. Russ, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to talk, you spoke just before the last break about alternative energies and fuel sources. I've talked to you about this before on your show and talked to several other radio hosts, and it just seems like the message isn't getting out there, so I've been crunching the numbers a little bit differently in hopes that I can make this really, really plain for everybody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There is an alternative fuel source out there that's ready to go right now. There's no Apollo project of alternative energy necessary. It can work in everybody's car. You don't have to trade it in for some electric-powered, you know, $7,000 battery-powered monster. You know, is cheap, it's renewable, it greens the atmosphere. As I said before, imagine a world where you can go out to your big Hummer SUV, get in, pay between 50 and 75 cents a gallon, okay, and know that you're greening the earth and actually removing greenhouse gases from the atmosphere.
All right, well, what is this? What is this stuff?
Okay. It's ethanol, but not from corn, not from switchgrass, not from sugar cane. It's ethanol from marijuana. Let me crunch some numbers for you, and this, I think, should make it really clear. A couple months ago, Popular Mechanics put out an article on ethanol from corn. So a lot of the figures I'm getting from that, the other figures I'm getting from Everything You Should Have Learned About Marijuana But Weren't Taught in School by Jack Ferrer, and it's 1 acre of corn can produce about approximately 300 gallons of ethanol a year. Now, that's roughly what the average person in a commuter car is burning in a year going to and from work. So every time you see a car going down the road, just like that last caller that you had, every time you see a car going down the road, just think an acre of corn, an acre of corn, an acre of corn, an acre of corn. There's a lot of acres of corn driving down the road. Now, you substitute that for marijuana. 1 acre of marijuana can produce between 9 and 15,000 gallons of ethanol, the exact same product. So that's roughly between 30 and 50 cars per acre of marijuana grown exclusively for ethanol. So it comes out to this. If they just took the amount of land that's being cultivated just for ethanol right now, corn, and the fallow land that the government is actually paying farmers not to grow on, you could have enough ethanol to power the entire country, no questions about it, every car in the country for between 50 and 75 cents a gallon. The other byproduct.
Well, I mean, the message you'd have to get through. I don't know who you. I mean, first of all, you'd have to break the stranglehold of the energy conglomerates. You'd have to also get the United States government, the Energy Department, to look at this. And under the current administration, I don't think you're going to have much luck.
Well, you know, Jay, I know you hate the tinfoil hat conspiracy people. But honestly, it's absolutely proven that this has been a conspiracy of the government for the last, 100 years. Henry Ford was working on this until they threatened him and made him stop growing marijuana on his farm. He had this all figured out back in the 1920s as a benefit. Just to give you some other benefits of this, you know, you were talking about in the article that you read that America is so arrogant we're growing food for fuel. The seeds from marijuana contain the second highest amount of protein in the world, second only to soybeans. And in fact, they have more usable protein than soybean does. Have you ever heard of a product in the old history called gruel?
Mm-hmm.
Gruel was nothing more than ground up marijuana seeds, steamed, and served with either a little bit of milk or a little bit of honey. It was the breakfast of champions. It was the Wheaties of the Dark Ages and the Renaissance.
Well, I don't have any problem with what you're saying. I'm just telling you it's going to be really an uphill battle to get any of this looked at or recognized in the current political atmosphere inside the country.
I fully agree with you. And that's why, on the one hand, I mean, I hate the idea that everybody's paying $3, and I hear now it might even spike to $4 a gallon for gasoline. But I'm hoping that, you know, if enough people pay enough money and they start paying $100 a week, to fill up their gas tanks, they're going to start, you know, screaming to the government, fix this, change this. I've been waiting for this for 25 years, and it's finally happening, and frankly, there needs to be a revolution. People need to stand up and say, enough. You know, the fact is, we're wasting petrochemicals. They can be used for all kinds of things, like plastics and lubricating oils that can't be used by any other product, and we're sitting here burning a non-renewable, non-replaceable resource when we could be burning a renewable, replaceable, greenhouse-friendly, earth-friendly resource.
I know, but I'm going to go back and say it again. Under the current political atmosphere that you've got going on in this country, you know, the chances of it happening are pretty minor. And I think people are fed up with gasoline prices, and I think they're fed up with a lot of other things, too. And as I said before in this show, I mean, I think the majority of America knows something's wrong. They're just not sure what it is or how to fix it. And it's going to take a lot of talking about a lot of things, including alternative fuels and energy, in order to get it done. I mean, Bush claims in a current edition of People magazine that, you know, he's working on solving global warming. I mean, I don't any more believe that than the man on the moon.
I agree with you. Well, now you know, Jay, that this is real. And, you know, the one thing I just get cringe when I hear a radio talk show host saying, well, ethanol is not the answer. You know, it's just not going to work. I heard a radio show host on Air America just a few days ago saying, oh, you know, ethanol is not going to work. We need to get something else. I wish you'd talk to all of the people in the industry and get this out.
Well, you know, I mean, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to talk to all the people in the industry because that's not my job. That's not what I do. That's not what I do for a living.
But
you know, I mean, that's up to you to go talk to all the people in the industry.
Fair enough, fair enough. But I'm not ever going to hear from you, right, that ethanol is not the answer anymore because now you know.
Well, I never said ethanol wasn't the answer. I mean, I never advocated that it was or it wasn't. I'm open for anything.
Okay, well, that's the truth. There it is. You can look it up in Popular Mechanics. Had an article about 2 months ago.
Okay.
And the Emperor Wears No Clothes, a.k.a. Everything You Should Have Learned About Marijuana But Weren't Taught in School by Jack Herrera. It's there. We don't have to do anything else but legalize this stuff, grow it, turn it into ethanol, and just live our lives.
All right, man. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay, take care. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about here on this Friday morning, we'll get into it at 303-713-7600. I never did say I was against ethanol. I'm against anything that they can think of. I mean, I'm for anything they can think of to alleviate having to burn fossil fuels and to get us out of this fuel crisis and also what I believe to be real, which is global warming. Have you seen that Al Gore movie yet? If you haven't seen it, you should see it. It's a very, very shocking film, Inconvenient Truth. And then there's also another movie that's supposed to be out this week or next about the killing of the electric car, about how GM, I guess, had invested all this money in building these little electric cars and how wonderful they worked, and that all of a sudden they just got rid of all of them. Does anybody know anything about that movie, too? I only saw a preview of it, and I didn't see the whole... I mean, I haven't seen the film, but I'm looking forward to seeing that documentary as well about the electric car. And then, finally, I found on Barnes & Noble, I actually ordered a copy of the Graham Parsons documentary called Fallen Angel, which is now out. As everybody knows, I'm like the world's biggest Graham Parsons fan. 7:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's our last day with us. It's Amelia Earhart. And after today, she's gone into the wild blue yonder, literally.
I miss you guys.
Right, you're gone in the wild blue yonder, literally.
Literally, yeah.
You're
going to
be flying around
there
in a helicopter. Oh, I love helicopters.
I'll be above you, Jay.
Well, you're above me already.
Oh,
I love helicopters.
Aren't they cool?
Yeah, I'd like to own one.
Oh, yeah. But wait a minute, wouldn't that be in the same category as like a corporate jet?
No, not if I owned it myself.
What would you do with it?
Fly it around.
Would you go to work in a helicopter?
No, but I'd like to learn how to fly a helicopter.
I say go for it.
I bet you it's difficult, though.
Oh, yeah. Very difficult. I mean, all four of your limbs are moving at all times. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You have to have a lot of coordination.
I love the way they look, though, and the way they sound.
Yeah.
I really get off on that. So how many days a week are you going to fly? Five?
Five. Twice a day, yeah.
Well, you ought to be looking forward to that.
I'm really happy, but I'm sad to be leaving you guys.
Yeah, well, we're sad to be losing you, too. All right, what's the traffic look like this morning?
Oh, not too bad of a drive this morning. As you make your way into work, our one problem remains along I-70 heading eastbound on the off-ramp to Ward Road. We still have a semi-truck that is on its side. Looks like they may wait until after the drive to get it back up on its wheels, but you will find a bit of curiosity as it's a pretty big burden on that ramp right now. Outside of that, now southbound 25 is jamming between 104th and 84th Avenue. South of here from I-70 heading down to Spear, and once again between Alameda and Colorado Boulevard. Northbounders, though, are still in fine shape as you make your way between the DTC and downtown Denver. 225 is jamming southbound between Yosemite and I-25, and northbounders heading up into Aurora are now thick from I-Lift to Alameda. Today's forecast calls for a high of 83 degrees and a pretty good chance.
Right now in Freeway Ford, buy any used 06 Explorer Expedition on the lot, and you'll also get an 03 Focus. At Freeway Ford, we've got no choice. Too many vehicles, not enough room. We're doing whatever it takes to survive T-Rex. So right now, buy an 06 Explorer Expedition today, and you'll also get an 03 Focus. You buy one, but you get two. This simple. Buy an 06 Explorer Expedition, and you also get an 03 Focus. Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, or cheaperfords.com.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th anniversary world tour. Bret Michaels, Bobby Carr, CeCe DeVille, Ricky Rockets.
planning a party. Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Bret Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys and Denver After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com. Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BretMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Looking to grow your business? We've made radio advertising affordable and easy. Just visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations you think your customers are listening to. Visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Remember, car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. The only place to get a real GEICO quote is at GEICO.com. Besides, it's a real nice place to visit.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:36. 24 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today, 86, partly sunny with some thunderstorms, and it's open phones. And I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll definitely do it. Let's jump back on the phones, and we'll go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Good morning. I think I got you, Marshall. I got you.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Good.
I know you guys have talked about it before, but I just wanted to chime in on my displeasure of Salazar saying he would back Lieberman even if he didn't win the primary. I can't show how disappointed that makes me. You know, I volunteered for the guy. I gave him money. You know, I went down to state convention. I tried to do everything I could because, you know, it was important that we had a Democratic senator here in Colorado. And now he's not here supporting the candidates that we need. You know, we got Bill Winter. We got Angie Boccioni. We got people here in Colorado that need his support, that need him stumping for them. We don't need him doing whatever he thinks he's doing in Connecticut. And I don't even know why he even chimed in on that. I don't even know why.
I don't either. You know what? I don't know. And you're echoing an email that somebody else sent me yesterday about why isn't he, if he's got time, why isn't he barnstorming around the state supporting all the fine Democratic candidates that we've got running?
Absolutely. It's just dumbfounding. I don't know what the logic is. And I hope, you know, maybe some of his staffers are listening this morning and listening the disappointment in the people that are doing the work to help get him elected, the ones that, you know, are the, you know, doing what we can and trying to be good Democrats, that I just can't understand why he thinks he's got to even chime in over there. Do what he can do here to help us get good people in Colorado elected, like Bill Winter. I mean, he's an awesome guy. I've listened to him speak several times. I mean, these are the people we need in Congress. These are that he needs to be supporting instead of Lieberman. You know, I mean, if he wins the primary, God bless him. But, I mean, if he runs as independent, he's going to severely hurt the Democratic Party.
You know what? I agree 100%. Let me ask you something, Marshall. I mean, you know, you're pretty astute, and you follow the political situation pretty closely, and you're an activist, and been calling this program since day one, and you and I have had our disagreements, and we've had a lot of agreements as well. What's your overall take on Ken Salazar? Are you happy with Ken Salazar? Are you unhappy with Ken Salazar?
I'm lukewarm. He's a junior senator, so, I mean, he's not going to be able to, you know, make a huge impact his first term. But, I mean, I think he tries too hard to be a maverick, and he needs to realize that there is no middle anymore. It's just a fact of life that you have to define yourself. You can't try to cater to the middle. And you know, the Republicans figured this out a long time ago, that all they do is run to their base. And you know, if they get a little bit of the middle, that's fine. But that's what they do every election, I mean, it seems like. And
right.
And another thing that worries me about Ken Salazar is, you know, they get to Washington and they think they're going to do all these great things. And I can understand this feeling, but they need to realize we don't have a partner in Washington. Republicans are doing what they need to do for themselves. They aren't doing what's good for our country. And I think they get to Washington and think, hey, I'm going to have an equal partner in the Republicans. We're going to work together, make all this awesome legislation. And it doesn't work out that way because the Republicans are only looking out for themselves.
Yep.
And you know, I hope they realize that the political landscape has changed from even 10 years ago, that there's no common ground. You can't work with these people because there's so many Republicans that are just these absolute fringe candidates that aren't interested in finding common solutions that are going to work for everyone.
They're interested in pleasing their big money of elitist backers and corporate backers, and they're not interested in really serving their constituents, and they're not really interested in doing what's right for the country. You're absolutely right about that, and you can only cooperate with them so far. And this whole idea, too, about pandering and trying to appeal to everybody in the middle and everywhere else, hoping that that's going to win you election. I agree with you there. I think those days are over with as well. I think you got to stand up and be what you are and tell people what you are, and they'll respect you a lot more for that than they will if you come across as being a jellyfish.
Well, and that's where Lieberman got into trouble, is he tried to be everything to everyone, and that doesn't work out. You have to be, you know, you have to set a distinct, you know, standard for yourself. You can't, you know, and it's sad because the political landscape has changed so much in 15 years that I can kind of see where they're coming from. You know, they think that they can, you know, work, you know, they have a partner, and they can work with the middle. But Republicans have so divided our country that there really is no middle anymore. And that's just the way I see it.
Well, I see it very closely to that, too. Marshall, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Let's go to Ellen, who is from Denver, who is in Aspen right now. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, you got to hate it when you have to work up here. It's really hard.
Why? What's so hard about working up there as opposed to working down here?
I know. Actually, it's really hard. I don't know. Am I allowed to say why I'm up here because it's doing something for a television station, or is that not...
Yeah, you can say whatever. Okay. Listen, as long as you don't get the license revoked, you can say anything you want to say.
Yeah, right. Well, I work for, I'm a producer with the Aaron Harbor Show that runs on Channel 12 on Friday night.
Right.
And so we're here trying to get a whole bunch of episodes done. And we've taped episodes with some great people, including Supreme Court Justices Sandra Day O'Connor and Stephen Breyer.
Oh, wow.
I know, man. So I'm sitting there yesterday. I'm doing dinner with two Supreme Court justices. I swear to God, they're sitting at my table.
That's pretty cool.
Sandra Day O'Connor is a really super nice lady. You know, when you think about, I was discussing this with some reporters from the BBC, you know, the Supreme Court justices are kind of America's answer to royalty. They don't talk to anyone. You know, you hear about their rulings, but you never hear them give an interview with anybody. That's why we were...
Yeah,
really
they lucky. they stay pretty much pretty quiet.
Can you imagine Antonin Scalia out on the snapper lawnmower in shorts and socks and sandals
no.
in the front yard?
All no. I can do is imagine him flipping off reporters.
Exactly. So, you know, here's Sandra Day O'Connor. Oh, how nice to meet you. And she's just like your favorite aunt or something. My favorite of all the people we've interviewed and that I've had the pleasure of meeting, Bob Schieffer.
Oh, of CBS News?
Yes. He is the sweetest guy. Got him to sign his book for me. The list of people that I've gotten to at least shake hands with, if not chat with, is amazingly long. We're having a great time up here getting a whole lot of shows let's see, we're going to be talking to Madeline Albright today.
Oh, that ought to be good.
Oh, man, I like her little line. She says what we're dealing with right now. Right now, America's state of foreign affairs is the perfect storm.
Yeah, I think she's right, too.
Yeah, she is. She's hit that right on the head. Queen Noor will probably be meeting with today.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Hopefully, Andrea Mitchell. I shook Alan Greenspan's hand and asked if he'd like to give an interview. No. He doesn't talk to anyone. I don't blame him. You know, he's someone everybody wants to talk to right about now. Unfortunately, I've had to miss a lot of the wonderful talks that are going on, running around like a chicken with my head cut off trying to find, you know, people for interviews.
Yeah, Bill Clinton's up there somewhere.
Yes, I heard about that. I was standing there chatting, Jay, with Arianna Huffington, and someone came up and gave us the scoop that Bill, and I'm getting mixed reports, I think he is speaking, he was supposed to originally speak today, but he's speaking Saturday is the last I heard, and supposedly Hillary, I guess this was kind of off the record, but I'm blowing the cover now, apparently Hillary is coming up to raise some money.
Yeah, for her senatorial campaign.
I could be wrong, but I'm thinking if you want to raise some money, this might be a place to find it. A lot of famous people live up here, obviously. And
yeah.
Yeah, this has just been fascinating. But, you know, I did overhear there was a talk going on about terrorism. And I was only able to hear a little bit of some of the experts. But I know the crowd clapped a lot, so I think there are a lot of people here that are ready to get rid of terrorism, that's for sure. I sure wish I could have heard more of what was said. But I will say I've overheard some people that aren't too pleased with President Bush. That would be accurate to say.
Yeah, well, he's giving a press conference today in Chicago. He's out on the road trying to improve his image.
Gee golly, really?
Yep, that's what he's doing.
Oh, I didn't know he'd do anything like that.
I don't know if he can. I don't know if he's able or going to be able to pull it off or not. But that's what he's hoping to do. That he's going to be making more public appearances and giving more speeches and maybe doing more press conferences, trying to boost his sagging poll numbers and explain the war to people.
Well, you know, I chatted a little bit with Madeline Albright. I said, you know, there's a local station in Denver where he did a whole hour on North Korea, and that you were just amazed. It seemed that people don't really seem to be afraid of what happened. And she said, we need to be very afraid.
Well, nobody does care. I mean, the phones are strangely quiet about North Korea. They're strangely quiet about a lot of things these days. And I don't know if it's just because it's summertime and people's minds are some other place, or if they're so overwhelmed with all of it that
well,
they can't,
you know,
sort it out. I don't
Here's
know.
My
but,
theory.
But
Here's
I,
my
I
theory.
Don't think the average person cares about North Korea.
I there are a couple things to think of, and I've heard this addressed a couple of times when Bob Schieffer and Katie Couric were talking about the state of the media today. We don't hear a lot of international news, and a lot of people up here at the Aspen Institute Ideas Festival, and I have agreed for a long time. In our defense, you know, we've got two countries that we border, so hey, and we're far away from the rest of the world, but I agree. I think the national news, American news media needs to do more about international news. So we kind of have our blinders on, both logistically because of location, but also I don't think the American press tries hard enough on international news. I agree with that.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't guess on that. The only thing I can say is it just seems to me that people are kind of sitting back watching what's happening with North Korea, but there's not any kind of real overwhelming pressing concern. And I certainly had trouble having people to get people to talk about it for an hour, the other morning. Listen, I got to run.
People can't think more than 5 minutes ahead. Just because the bomb doesn't blow up now doesn't mean it's not going to make things horrible in 10 years.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's because people can't think more than 5 minutes ahead or it's because they've got a lot going on in their lives.
Yeah.
Ellen, I
got
to go. I appreciate your call, and thanks. Have a good time.
You too.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Open phones. Maybe you can explain why people are not concerned about North Korea and why it's a big story to the news media, but doesn't seem to be a big story to the American public. 747, 13 before 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Our jam across I-25 has now settled into place for this morning's drive into work. It begins up north at 104th Avenue, continues down towards 84th. At this point, you get a slight break down towards I-70, but you will settle in down to Spear. And south of here, you will find additional slowing from Alameda to Colorado Boulevard. Northbound 25 is jamming up just a bit now between I-225 and Yale. And across I-70 heading eastbound, we still have that semi-truck that rolled on the ramp to Ward Road. Traffic is currently getting by in the right-hand lane. Today's forecast, we've got a nice day ahead of us. Highs right around 83 degrees. Pretty pleasant day with some afternoon thunder showers expected. Currently, we're at 68 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The 12th Annual Colorado Irish Festival is this Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Clement Park in Littleton. Music from Ireland.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
In honor of this great nation, the people at Bojo's Pizza are celebrating freedom of choice with their Freedom Festival. Stop in today and enjoy complete freedom of speech, freedom to assemble with your friends, free drinking water, free salt and pepper, free napkins. Bojo's celebrates the freedom theme daily with their incredible lunch buffet, dinner specials, or even a take and bake. With freedom of choice, you can enjoy any of their specialty mountain pies piled high with the freshest meats, vegetables, sauces, and cheeses, or choose to create your own version. It's a bounty of food affordably priced. At Bojo's, they have something for everyone, including gluten-free pizza, signature sandwiches, and pasta. So exercise your right for great food at Bojo's. Let freedom ring. Locations in Denver, Arvada, Highlands Ranch, Fort Collins, Evergreen, and Idaho Springs. For menu and other locations, visit Bojo's.com for free.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Wouldn't it be great to travel more, visit family, maybe see the Grand Canyon or Niagara Falls? Would winning a pile of money help? We at Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels think so. That's why we're holding the Key to a Million sweepstakes. Just go to choicehotels.com and enter for your chance to win up to $1 million. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 21 or older. Ends 8-17-06. For official rules, prize values, and odds disclosure, visit choicehotels.com/official rules. Sponsor Choice Hotels International Services Corp.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:52, 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin with you. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about is okay with me. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Megan in Thornton. Megan, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I just wanted to call in about the North Korea discussion.
Sure.
Or the lack thereof. I don't understand why people aren't talking about it. I think it's one of the most frightening situations I've ever seen. I'm 18 years old, just recently, you know, registering to vote and getting involved in my world and everything. And I saw that on the news, and it scared me. Like, and I think that people aren't talking about it because a lot of people, I think, are really cocky about our position in the world. Like, well, they can't do anything to us. You know, we're the United States.
Right.
But we don't. That their largest missiles could reach right next to Colorado.
Well, you know, if they could get it to work, and so far they haven't, and I agree it is a problem, and people just don't. I mean, I've tried to talk about it here numerous times over the last week or since I've been back on Wednesday. I've tried to get people to talk about it over the last couple of days, and it's very, very hard to get people to talk about North Korea. We've had guests on about it. We've had people on to talk about it, but it's very hard to get anybody to really join in on the conversation and express any opinions about it.
Yeah, I don't understand that because, I mean, the minute they get their stuff to work, Kim Jong-il, he is insane.
He is. He's a madman. You're right about that.
I can't, I saw this thing on CNN the other night, a secret here, something is showing how the people lived there, and it's like they think that he's working for them, but they all live in poverty.
Oh, I've seen that documentary where the guy goes in with the undercover camera.
Yep.
Right, exactly, and it is. It's where it starts out showing the picture of the guy being marched into the field and shot because he had done something wrong. Yeah, it's a very, very grim place. It's a very, very grim movie and a very grim documentary, and I believe it runs again this weekend on CNN. And if people haven't seen it, they ought to check it out. It's a shocking, shocking country. But, you know, what are our options? What can we do about them? We can't go after them. We can't, initiate a first strike type thing. So the only choice we have is to try to bargain with them.
Exactly. I mean, that's where I had a problem is you want to deal with them diplomatically. You don't want to go charging in there, you know, where it's none of our business like we did with Iraq and, you know, create another one of those situations. But at the same time, you need to defend your country
and we're also,
so that you're not getting bombed.
We're also looking at Iran, too.
Yeah, exactly. Iran's very scary. It's like it seems to me like almost another Cold War on a lesser scale.
It's a very, very it's a very, very scary world we're handing you. You know it?
Exactly. I'm a little scared.
And we're sorry we did it.
Oh, it's okay.
We're sorry as adults that we're handing this to you, but it'll be up to you guys to probably solve the majority of these problems.
Well, I'm excited to vote and put my input in.
Well, we're excited to have you as part of the process. Megan, thank you for calling, and I hope you'll call again.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, take care. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, Megan's pretty on it, man.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, that's great to, it's great to hear somebody in her age category thinking about these things and paying attention. And I wanted to call and talk about North Korea, too.
Sure, go ahead.
And, you know, I mean, I wonder where the outrage is, and I wonder where the outrage is on the part of people on, you know, in regard to a lot of issues, like where is Osama bin Laden?
You know, well, I talked about the shutting down of that Osama bin Laden unit. I mean, how come people consider this to be okay, that we have just about forgotten about this man? Why is this all right?
I really don't get it. I mean, I think that to a certain extent, and I know from talking with, other people in my family and you know, friends of mine that have the same core beliefs that I do, and a lot of them really are just burnt out on the whole damn thing. I mean, things with our current administration are so surreal, and with the state of our foreign policy and our foreign relations right now, it's so surreal that I think people are just, you know, they're like, how can we be in this situation? How can it have gotten so bad in such a short period of time? And the guy's got 2.5 more years to just continue his agenda. And I don't think I don't think for a minute that this posturing of diplomacy towards North Korea, I don't think for a minute that that's really where this administration stands. I think to a certain degree they have a respect for Kim Jong-il and how he runs his country. I mean, George Bush said it himself. It'd be a lot easier if I was a dictator, if this was a dictatorship, and if I were the dictator.
Yeah. I think you're right. I hate to cut you off. I'm running out of time here. I'm up against the news, but I'm glad you called in. And, Michael,
no problem.
Thank you, man. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you do the same, Jay. Thanks.
All right. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk with open phones. Any topic you want to talk about from North Korea, on, and maybe we should talk about political fatigue here in the summertime. 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
So you're injured and you have medical bills. You can't pay them. You don't have health insurance and there's no MedPay coverage. What do you do? I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. When the no-fault insurance law expired, that changed everything. There's still a way to try to solve this problem, even if you need ongoing treatment for your injuries. At Bell & Pollock, we solve these exact problems for people every day. You don't have to do without. Most people can still get ongoing medical treatment right now with no health insurance and no med pay. It's tough enough when you're injured. It's hard enough wading through all the rules and regulations by yourself. Don't go it alone. Get the solutions you need. There's a way to legally do it. You can do this. If you have insurance problems, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Call them at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or find them at troubleshooter.com.
760 Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Barry Bagnetto. A terrorist plot against New York's transportation system revealed in email exchanges and foiled.
It was not imminent, but it certainly was cause for great concern.
House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Peter King.
It was being monitored, that I'm aware of, for at least the last 8 to 9 months, maybe longer.
Tunnels as well as subways may have been targeted in an attempt to deal an economic and psychological blow, says CBS News terrorism consultant Ray Tanter.
This is the type of thing the United States should be monitoring and taking seriously. There is evidence of international jihadist cooperation.
A man identified as an al-Qaeda operative has been arrested in Lebanon. CBS News has learned one or two others may be arrested. This is Barry Bagnetto live in Washington. Now here's Frank Settapani.
The bells of London's Big Ben, just before today's moment of silence, marking the first anniversary of the subway and bus attack there that killed 52 commuters and 4 suicide bombers.
It's gloomy and very quiet. You can sense it. It feels a lot like it did a year ago. It's cloudy. It's overcast. The streets are empty here. It doesn't take a lot to be reminded of what happened at this location a year ago today.
CBS's Charlie Daggett reporting from Tavistock Square, where one bomb ripped through a double-decker bus. After talks in Beijing, American envoy Christopher Hill said there is broad agreement that North Korean missile tests this week were provocative, but it doesn't appear that Hill persuaded the Chinese to support U.N. sanctions against North Korea. Reporter Anna Fifield in Seoul, South Korea, says the North may be getting ready to launch a second long-range missile.
Apparently, 2 long-range missiles were taken to the launch site in North Korea, but only one of them has been fired, and there is also signs of movement still around that launch site.
A Japanese report claims the missile that misfired earlier this week was pointed in the direction of waters off Hawaii. Unemployment held steady in June at 4.6%, but the economy added only 121,000 new jobs. Some economists say that's a sign business is slowing to the point where the Fed should stop raising interest rates to fight inflation and begin thinking about giving growth a boost. His manager says opera star Luciano Pavarotti is recovering well from surgery for pancreatic cancer. Doctors found the tumor just as the 70-year-old tenor was about to leave on a farewell tour. Pavarotti's manager says surgeons managed to remove all of the tumor, and Pavarotti hopes to return to the concert circuit early next year. It's been another violent Friday in Iraq with bombs targeting Shiite and Sunni mosques. At least 15 people have been killed. More than 50 others were wounded. More than 30 enemy fighters have been killed or wounded in a battle with Iraqi forces in eastern Baghdad. Spain is confirming a case of bird flu, its first. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are lower. The Dow's down 86 points. Nasdaq's down about 15. This is CBS News.
My grandfather started this business 50 years ago. He worked hard against tough odds to make...
My son and I worked long hours to meet our deadlines. Someday this will be his.
Decided to go out on my own. We open our third location next week.
Whatever the history of your business, it's more than just a source of revenue. It's a source of pride, security for your family and your employees, and perhaps a legacy for future generations. If your success has created a need to build and expand, can you really afford less than the quality of General Steel? A pre-engineered steel building from the General can save you significant costs and save you significant time compared to conventional construction. And the General offers a 50-year warranty. Call the General at 866-90-STEEL for free information on how affordable a General Steel building can be. For example, a 60 by 200-foot building for under $107,000. For almost any size and purpose, call 866-90-STEEL and ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. If you need space, you need the General. Call 866-90-STEEL today.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton will make a stop in Denver today, and campaign aides say the main focus of her trip is to raise money for her New York Senate race. Political analysts say it's also a chance for her to build relationships in a competitive Western state for a possible future run for the White House. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell got sick in Aspen last night after dining with former President Clinton. Powell spent a short time at the hospital for what's being described as a combination of altitude sickness and being sick to his stomach. After heavy rains this week, fire bans being lifted on 3 million acres in southern Colorado, including the Pike San Isabel National Forest. Some counties are also easing or lifting fire bans, but some bans will remain. Park County is lifting all restrictions, while Jefferson and Douglas County are just easing theirs. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Kathy. Taking a look first at I-70 this morning, heading eastbound at Ward Road. That off-ramp is completely shut down right now. We had a rolled semi that happened early in the drive. They're trying to tip it back up on its wheels right now, so you want to avoid that drive for about the next half hour or so. Outside of that, the highway drive pretty much accident and stall-free, but we do have heavy traffic. Eastbound 6th Avenue is jamming as you come out of Lakewood between Sheridan and I-25. The same goes for the lanes of the Boulder Turnpike heading eastbound from Federal down to Pecos. Now, across Commerce City, watch out for eastbound slowing along 270 from I-76 to Vasquez. And as you make your way along I-70, eastbounders are now heavy from I-25 to Brighton Boulevard. Today's forecast calls for highs up around 83. We have a pretty good chance for showers later on this afternoon. Currently, we're at 73 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in gross...
Okay, here. Distinguished professional. No, no. No, distinguished-looking man with a passion for life. No, no.
Having trouble creating a profile online that is going to attract the attention of your soulmate?
Handsome winner seeks to share his fortune.
At eHarmony.com, our scientific compatibility profile does the work for you. Log on today, and if you are a first-time member, you can try eHarmony for 7 days absolutely risk-free. eHarmony.com.
It's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, going to be 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. The weekend is here. And it's good to have you along here. 303-713-7600, open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine. A man is being held in Beirut, Lebanon, in connection with a plot to blow up tunnels in New York. Counterterrorism sources have told CNN in its Friday editions of New York Daily News, first reported that the FBI had revealed a plot to bomb New York's Holland Tunnel and flood the financial district in lower Manhattan. Sources told CNN that the Holland Tunnel in the southernmost link between New Jersey and Manhattan was not mentioned specifically as a target. At this time, we have no indication of any imminent threat to New York, to the transportation system, or anywhere else, said FBI Special Agent Richard Colico. He said that today. And so we got that going on. And we were talking about North Korea. And also, I was talking about political fatigue and about the dog days of summer that seemed to hit and about staring down the abyss of this administration and all of the horrible, terrible things that this administration has done. And the fact that, as one caller said last hour, yeah, the guy's still got, two and a half more years left of this that we've got going on. And I also wonder, too, about what your top priority is. You know, I haven't asked that question. And what do you think the top priority of the country is? And for me, the top priority of this country is Iraq. And getting us out of Iraq is the top priority for the country. Coming in second for me would probably have to be immigration. But Iraq would have to be the number one thing. And I'm deeply divided about the whole immigration subject. Because while I believe it's important, I think the Republicans use it as a smokescreen, along with gay marriage, along with the flag burning, and anything else they can dredge up to keep our eyes off the number one problem, which is the amount of money and the amount of people we're losing in this quicksand of Iraq and in the Middle East. And we've got so many problems going on in the Middle East, and we've got so many problems going on around the world, and this administration doesn't seem to have a handle on any of them. And so I worry about that. I mean, I worry about the idea that what's going on here is we're like this special session that the governor has called. You know that the governor is playing politics. You know that the Republican Party in the state of Colorado is playing politics because they fear the November elections, because they know a lot of us are angry and don't like the course that the country and that the state and that we're on. We just don't like the course of things. And we want the course of things changed. And as I said the last couple of days, I mean, people in this country, I think, know and realize something is wrong. But I think the thing is, they're not sure what it is, but they know something is amiss. And George W. Bush is out there today. I mean, he's appearing in Chicago. He's going to, have another news conference today. He's out there trying to get on the stump, trying to speak, trying to help out his party in the November elections, trying to help his own poll numbers, which are sad and saggingly small. And I don't think he can do it, because I don't think he can do anything about it, unless he can fix Iraq. And it doesn't seem to me that he has any plan to get that done. Then you got the other thing about the struggle going on in the Democratic Party and what we are and what we stand for. And the whole thing that is crystallized by the Ned Lamont Joseph Lieberman race in Connecticut, and the fact is that a lot of us and I've found myself doing this. I talk about the Republican Party as if it's monolithic and as if it has no problems, and it has a lot of problems. And we've got people in the Republican Party who hold office, who are not beholden to their constituents, are in the pockets of corporate America, who do not make the wisest votes, and it seems to me that to those of us who consider ourselves to be progressives and want to solve problems, not engage in political rhetoric, but want to get problems solved, want to move forward and get some of these people out of the way, and that the Democratic status quo, the Beltway people, want to hold people like us in check. And don't want us to get out of hand. I mean, and I think it's exactly what that whole Lieberman situation is with Ned Lamont. So we've got all of these things churning around and going on, and we're sitting here now, and it's July the 7th, and we're in summertime. And, it's really easy in the summertime, because trust me, I just did it for a week. It's really easy in the summertime just to tune out of this stuff and to go somewhere else. You don't listen to AM 760. You don't hear what's going on. You've had enough. And there's going to become a point where we got to get refired back up again, because we have to start looking towards November. We've got a president in office whose approval rating is hovering somewhere around 40%, maybe lower. And a country that is, I don't listen to the right-wing media. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know what they're saying over there. I don't ever listen to them. But from what I hear from other people, basically what they're doing is they're just getting over there, and that's just 24 hours of apology. That they're basically just apologizing and making excuses for what's going on. And I would like to say to a lot of them, explain to me how it is that we now have this huge deficit when Bill Clinton had a surplus. Explain to me how this has happened. Explain to me whatever happened to the rules in Congress about pay as you go, not borrow. Where'd those rules go to? And so there's just so much to talk about. There's just so much to look at that it just seems endless. It really seems endless. Here's Ken in Evergreen. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
Listen, you know, something a little more specific than just political fatigue, and I think we all go through that in the summertime, and as far as elections go, we don't really focus as an electorate until Labor Day, and the candidates know that, and that's when you'll start getting hit with the advertising and the mailers and such. But I'm in fear fatigue. I have been sold so much fear in the last 5 years, ever since 9/11, and even before that. I mean, just think how many false Al-Qaeda alarms were raised by this administration.
A ton.
Especially during the 04 campaign. And isn't it unique, isn't it interesting, that there hasn't been a single change in the threat level, you know, that color chart.
Right.
Since November of 04. That just disappeared.
Yeah, it did. It just went totally away, and nobody in the media is asking any questions about what happened to it.
But not only have we been told fear about Al-Qaeda, and, you know, hey, some of that's legitimate. Hell, 9/11 happened. But, you know, now it's, you know, you have to fear the Spanish-speaking guy coming across the border because he's going to come get your job or,
right,
or make your kids speak Spanish in school or some darn thing. Now we have Korea. This is a low-probability, high-impact situation. That's a phrase from the Susskind book, the 1% doctrine. And, you know, I blame the administration. I mean, it was according to Cheney, this 1% thing. If there's a 1% chance, we have to go fight it. Well, you can't fight every 1% chance. And you can't raise the red flag on every 1% chance. Yes, there are legitimate things that threaten us. And some of the things that threaten us more than what we're being told to be afraid of are being ignored, to wit, health care and the lack of health insurance, what we're doing to our environment, energy and its supply and cost, and what it costs every one of us and every business, and every time the price of gas goes up, everything else goes up, because everything that you buy, you consume, is on a truck.
You know, see, what you're saying makes total and complete and perfect sense to me. And I was once talking to a psychiatrist, and it was in the midst of one of my many bouts of depression that I fight. And I said to him about how I felt, and he said, you know, well, it's got to be, it has to take a toll that your job is to go in every single day and to look down into the abyss of this administration and the bad news that's out there, and it's got to be, it has to be fatiguing, and it has to be robbing. And I'm like you are, man. I get fatigued over all of these things, including the idea that of fear, that we always have to fear something, that we've got to fear brown people, that we have to fear gay and lesbians, that we have to fear this, we have to fear that. I saw a thing in the news the other day that Western Union was refusing to cash checks or transfer money. I guess they were refusing to transfer money to people with Arab last names. And I just thought, you know, come on, where are we going here with this?
Yeah, didn't we go down a road similar to that during World War II with Asian Americans?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we put a bunch of Asian Americans, American citizens, were put in jail, essentially, had all of their assets confiscated without trial. I mean, we seem to lose, when we're confronted with serious issues and war and that sort of thing, we sometimes seem to go off track. Lincoln suspended habeas corpus during the Civil War. The courts later slapped him down. We had the Alien Sedition Act of 1917,
right,
which the courts in the
right.
1920s really backed off.
Yep.
I mean, I was proud to be an American last week when the Supreme Court stopped this administration from some of its foolishness.
You know what? I was, too, and I'll tell you something. I'm proud of the New York Times as much as the administration and the wackos like, you know, this Peter King of New York, you know, says that they ought to be tried for treason and, you know, that they've engaged in treasonous activities. I'm proud of the press in this country in some ways, and I'm proud of the New York Times, and I wrote them a letter and told them that, but... I don't know. All right. So to cap this conversation off, do you think we're in the midst of political and fear fatigue?
Well, some of it's seasonal, as you mentioned. We're involved in vacations and things like that, so we're not really focusing on a lot of that. But I think the fear fatigue factor is definitely there because we've just had so much of it heaped on us in the last 5 years. Some of it rational, a lot of it irrational. Like you said, the gays, the immigration thing. You know, yes, immigration is an issue. It's a financial issue for the states, but I don't fear immigrants.
No, I don't either.
I fear the gay couple next door to me that want to get married. I mean, to me, this is America. If two people want to make a commitment to one another, what the hell does the government step in the middle of it for?
Boy, I agree. You know what? I'm glad you're out there. You just made my morning, pal.
Well, thanks, and you have a great weekend.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Okay,
see you
bye-bye.
Later. He's made my morning. Somebody else out there feels the same way I do. Hallelujah. 303-713-7600. One line open. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin back from vacation and spending time with you. And thanks for being part of the program here. Fatigue or no fatigue.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
The James Gang rides again. Coors Light Live welcomes James Gang on their first tour in 35 years, featuring the original founding members Jimmy Foxx, Dale Peters, and Joe Walsh. Funk 49, Walk Away, The Bomber, Tend My Garden, The Power Trio returns. See James Gang Friday, August 11th at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or HOB.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts. For VIP ticket experience and more, go to JamesGangRidesAgain.com. James Gang, rock the way it's supposed to be.
Add and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
8:21, 21 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. You heard me talk about how much Jackson and Coco, our Welsh Corgi, and Jackson, our Minpin Love, a Purina One, and how they've been on it ever since they've been puppies, and how we constantly get comments about how good they look, about how much energy they have, about how bright their eyes are, about how shiny their coats are. Well, you know what? Jeff writes in and says, Bubba is a 15-year-old basset hound, mostly lazy, lying around in the shade. I used to use another dog food for Bubba and got it where he wouldn't touch it. It got where he just wouldn't get near it. Then I switched to Purina One Natural Blends, and he gulped it down and continues to do so, and I've noticed that he even seems to be more active than ever. Thanks, Purina One, for developing an outstanding product for my dog. Now I see the difference. I wouldn't dream of giving him anything else to eat him. You know what? Once you start your dog on Purina One, you'll come away with exactly the same kind of feeling. You'll have the same feeling about Purina One that I have, that Mary has, that Jeff with Bubba has. I mean, it's just an amazing, 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 amazing turnaround your dog will go through. Look, take the Purina One Challenge. If you haven't taken it, you can do it now and see the healthy changes in your pet, just like all of us have. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call them today. Take the Purina 130-day challenge, and you'll get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. That number, again, is 1-888-606-BARK, 1-888-606-BARK. And you can pick up Purina pet. You can pick up Purina dog and cat products at your local King Supers.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a 4-star hotel: knowing that you got it for a 2-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we guarantee the best deals on 3- and 4-star hotel rooms. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few $100 saved on your hotel room is a few $100 you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guaranteed details on site.
Ed Schultz.
Guess what? North Korea is serious about this deal. They fired some missiles. And you want to talk about getting the attention of young people.
What does this mean, Dad?
What's happening here? I thought, there's America right there. I may infuriate you, but let me tell you something. This crosses all political lines. When you have somebody who starts shooting missiles off, I want this issue addressed now.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, one of my favorite groups of all time, the Birds. Hey, 24 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with the open phones, which means anything that's on your mind you can talk about. That's how the program works, at 303-713-7600. Let's jump to Don in Highlands Ranch. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going, buddy?
Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, it's Friday, and it's a beautiful day.
Yep, sure is.
Hey, when you're as old as you and I and you've been through the Cuban Missile Crisis, this is a piece of cake, this Korean stuff. They don't have near the capability that the Cubans had when they had their missiles.
No, the Cubans had it aimed right at us.
Yeah, and they were 90 miles away. I mean, the administration is so inept, and this is just another proof of their ineptness, you know, their failure to at least meet with these people and talk to them. All they want is some economic help, and they want some attention. And, you know, diplomacy, 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 and the lack of it from this administration is the reason we're in this thing. And this is just another diversion to keep them off the real issues that two gentlemen before me was talking about. You know, there's so many other things that this country needs to focus on. Yeah, Korea is one of them, but this is just another diversion to keep us off the big issues, the Iraq war, the things that drove him down to 29-30% approval ratings.
Well, you know, I think Ken, who called up, has a really, really good point. And the point is, we are so overloaded with so much. How do you keep track? How do you emotionally handle all of this that comes down the pike?
Well, you don't. My wife and I were talking about this the other night. You just get overwhelmed with all the bad news, and you just say, you know, I got to take a break from this. I'm going to take a break for a while, for a few months, but I'm getting ready to get pumped up because I'm going to work my butt off to get Democrats elected in this state and speak my mind. And it makes people uncomfortable sometimes because most of my friends are Republicans. But I'm going to continually pound in the idea that this administration is driving this country in the wrong direction.
Well,
it's
I think
in a recent poll,
66% said exactly the same thing, that the country's headed in the wrong direction. The question is, once again, as I brought up before, I mean, I think people know it's headed in the wrong direction. A lot of them don't know why it's headed in the wrong direction because they don't take the time. And it's not their fault. They've got a lot going on in the world. They just don't take the time to find out or don't have it available to them about, you know, what it is that is going on and how the country is operating in the wrong direction and about how we do need to turn things around. Don, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, see you later. Let's go to Jamie in Denver. Jamie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, I'm going to change the subject a little bit to talk about the immigration debate in the special session in the legislature.
Sure, that's fine.
I'm really upset with what's going on now, that even Democrats are crossing the line to say we should put this Bill 55 on, make it an initiative to say that you take away services from immigrants, when, again, we don't even know what those services are.
Right, or how much they would even cost.
Right. But I just heard Owens on KBCO, and he was talking about how, well, these people are good people, and if I needed to feed my kids, I would cross the border to do that because I needed a job and blah, blah, blah. Well, he is totally honest in the fact that the only reason people are crossing the border is for jobs. They're not crossing the border to get a public education. They're not crossing the border to go to our emergency room. They're not crossing the border to get on welfare. They're crossing the border to get a job. So why are we not coming down on employers instead of on the people who are crossing the border to get the job?
Well, I think it's a very, very good question. I think it's a question that Mr. Owens and his party ought to answer.
Well, our party needs to answer it, too, because five people are crossing the line. Ron Tupa is leading the charge to cross over and support this bill, and I'm just livid because I heard Ken Gordon is also crossing.
Well, we'll get.
Hopefully, that's going to change. But
we'll get Ken Gordon on and ask him about it
today. I think it's for a vote today.
Oh, see, I don't think we can do it today. I mean, we might be able to get it on Monday and have him explain exactly why he voted the way he did.
Well, and I heard my husband's a reporter, and I'm not going to say for whom because I'll get him in trouble.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. We don't want you to. That's okay.
Yeah. So he was just telling me that Gordon was crossing over so that he could vote, or it's some kind of parliamentary procedure that it could make it so he could bring it up for reconsideration, which is why he was crossing. But then he's decided that that's not what he's going to do. So I don't know. I'm just really upset. And I think that the Democrats are so worried about being reelected, which I sort of understand. But if they're going to do everything the Republicans do, why are they even in office? I mean, they have to support us, and they have to have principles. And they have to stand up for what we believe in. And I know they believe in, too, but they're just so busy trying to keep their jobs.
Well, I agree. I think it's an ongoing problem with the Democratic Party about them putting themselves first before their constituents and before doing the right thing. And I think that, they're just as guilty as the Republicans in that area.
You know, they do talk about how important it is that we keep a Democratic majority, and I totally agree with that, and I respect that. However, what's the point of having a Democratic majority if we won't do anything that needs to be done?
I read that same information this morning, was as shocked about it as you were.
Yeah.
The whole session is about politics. The whole session is political. The whole thing is ridiculous. They don't know how much any of this is going to cost.
Right.
They don't know, now it turns out that it costs very little, and, they're wasting $15,000 a day of the taxpayers'
exactly.
money.
Yeah, just to put on a show.
Exactly.
And these people pay taxes. So these are, yes, they're illegal. They're undocumented workers. But they pay taxes, and they don't get what they are paying into. They're not going to get Social Security ever.
No, absolutely not.
And I'm just livid. And, it's really the businesses who are doing it to make them come here. And then they depress the wages of everyone. I'm just livid. And I just think that the whole thing about focusing on immigration is just a bunch of BS, because that is not what's hurting the middle class.
No, it's
what's
not.
What's hurting the middle class is outsourcing jobs.
That and unreasonable tax cuts for the wealthy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, that's what's killing us.
The whole estate tax deal all these tax cuts for the rich, 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 rich. And that, again, is who the immigrants are helping, too.
If you look at how much corporate America rips off from this country every single day on a daily basis, I mean, immigrants are small potatoes compared to what they're getting away with.
Absolutely. We pay them to move jobs overseas. They get tax breaks for
that's right.
Expanding their buildings or whatever. They're corporations in the U.S.
Well, what is that Jack Welch of GE once said? He said, I'd like to put plants on barges.
So they don't have to pay anything.
So I can move them any place I wanted. Jamie, thank you.
Yeah.
Great call. Hope you'll call again.
Okay, I'm going to have to go calm down now. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
All right, it's 8:32, 28 minutes in front of 9. Is this your last traffic report, Amelia? Oh, she's not ready to go yet?
She's doing ESPN real quick. We were running a little late, so I said, go ahead and do ESPN. That's my bad.
No, that's all right. I don't care. Because this would be her last one, technically. She has one more with us? Not at 9:30. Oh, at 9, this would be her second to last one with us. One line open, by the way, 303-713-7600. All right, so Amelia, is this your second to last or your last?
Well, it's my second to last live with you.
So are you getting teary-eyed?
I am a little bit.
Okay, get out of here.
No, really, I have appreciated you and John so much over the past couple months. It's just been a pure pleasure working on your station.
Well, we loved having you along. We loved making you part of the crew, and I guess we won't see you again until New Year's.
Oh, you'll see me.
Short-timer.
Hey, now.
You know, we won't see you until New Year's at the Paramount for the Big Head Todd concert.
I'll be around.
But we'll have your tickets. John will know how to get a hold of me.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Short-timer.
And we'll make sure we get you and your boyfriend in.
Sounds wonderful.
And so it'll be a wonderful New Year's Eve, won't it?
Absolutely. I'm so looking forward to this.
And maybe I'll be the designated driver.
All right. That sounds great.
So you guys can have a little bit to drink.
Some champagne.
Yeah, there you go. All right, 8:33. Amy, what's the traffic look like?
Well.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Sitting on a park
bench.
This
is making me sad. I never thought I'd feel that way about that song. But let's say, take a look first at eastbound I-70 right at Ward Road. Still got a rolled semi-truck blocking up that ramp, and the ramp is shut down, and they're trying to tip it back up on its wheels. Looks like it's going to take quite a while to get this ramp reopened. Now, the rest of the highway drive still pretty heavy and slow. Eastbound 70 is dealing with a stall just east of Havana, blocking up that right-hand lane. And across 270 heading eastbound, you will find thick traffic from I-76 to Vasquez. Southbounders across 225 are also jamming from Yosemite to I-25. And across I-25, watch for heavy, heavy jamming from I-70, making your way down towards downtown Denver right around Speer. Today's forecast calls for highs up around 83 degrees, and currently we're at 73 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
With Chrysler, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get Employee Pricing Plus. Well-qualified buyers can save big with 0% APR financing or a generous cash allowance on most Chrysler vehicles. Check out AskDrZ.com for details.
How much longer do we have to put up with Bush? Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-4876. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-4876. That's 1-800-700-4876.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel. Knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we guarantee the best deals on 3- and 4-star hotel rooms. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149.
Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Bacon, Eggs, and Lipitor and J. Marvin in the morning. Good morning, 8:38, 38 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do. We'll talk about it here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to John in Boulder. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Good morning, John.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm a regular listener. Love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I went camping before Memorial Day weekend, and I got the show. I heard it all the way up by Sterling.
Wow.
On the Eastern Plain.
Well, that's in the summertime and in the spring. When we get into... start getting in the fall and the winter hours, then we're going to start getting back into the hour of no power, and we're going to start having trouble in the morning and also in the evening.
Oh. Okay. Well, there's a couple of things that I wanted to bring to the attention of your listeners. There is a conference starting today in Denver. Goes for a week. It's called Solar 2006.
Wow.
And it's a nationwide conference featuring... solar energy and different kinds of alternative energy. It's taking place at the Adams Mark Hotel. And on Sunday, July 9th, everything's going to be free and open to the public. They're going to be having workshops and displays about all kinds of different alternative energy devices, you know, solar energy for the home, little small little wind units for the home, and all different kinds of things. That's going to be free to the public on
Now, that's
Sunday.
Sunday, July the 9th?
Sunday, July the 9th.
What time does that start, do you know?
Well, it starts about, I think, 10 a.m. goes from 10 a.m. till 5.
Oh, okay.
On Sunday. And they have a website called solar2006.org. And you can check that out and find out exactly, you know, what workshops are when and that sort of thing. So if you want to just target specific issues or that sort of thing. But I just wanted to let your listeners know about that.
Oh, glad you did.
Yeah. Another item, I'm involved with a group called Clean Energy Action. And we're trying to stop Xcel's proposed coal-fired generation plant in Pueblo that they're trying to get going.
Hmm.
And this plant would put out about, I'm a little nervous, first call.
Oh, no, you're doing fine, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, this plant would put out approximately 6 million tons of carbon dioxide a year.
Whoa.
Would use approximately 5 million gallons of water from the Arkansas River a day until the year 2060. And well, one of the worst things is Xcel has just gotten permission from the Public Utilities Commission to charge the ratepayers to increase the rates 11% to pay for the building of this thing, take all the risks. And then
see, that's absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
That's absolutely wrong.
Yeah. And we've got a couple volunteer lawyers that are fighting Xcel in the Public Utilities Commission.
Do you guys have a website?
Yes, we do.
Plug that if you've got it.
Okay. It's www.coloradocleanenergy.org.
Coloradocleanenergy.org.
Right.
Okay. Well, we urge everybody to go check that out, because that's just not right.
No.
It's just not right. It's not ethical either.
Right.
And it's another example about how these regulatory boards get stacked with people that are friendly to the businesses they're supposed to regulate.
Right. That's what Governor Owens has done. They've stacked the PUC.
That's usually the Republican agenda. That's usually, you know, how they operate. John, thank you, man. Glad you're a first-time caller. Don't be a stranger. Call again.
Okay.
All right?
Thanks.
Take care.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Jay?
Good.
I've been following this whole thing with a deficit for over 26 years now, and it's
Bush is the completion of the Reagan agenda. They want a budget deficit between $12 and $20 trillion by the time Bush leaves office, because along with the Reagan policy that he had at the time, a government that has no money can't provide any services to anyone except Department of Defense. And they're trying to slam the door on the Democrats, where if they do get power, they'll never do anything, because at the same time while they're doing that, they're trying to erode the wage base for 80% of the American public, where they won't be able to afford to pay any taxes to take care of a future deficit.
So they're, well, they're definitely grinding down the system. There's no question about it.
And the thing is, you got a lot of people who still believe that they're part of the chosen few, because all this cronyism and all this money and all this money being spent is being given directly to their rich base to secure them for perpetuity. So they'll be the only ones in power, and no one else will have anything else, like a third world country.
Yeah, they're trying to create an aristocracy in this country. And as I've said before, I mean, just read David Sirota's book and you'll see it. It's right in there. It's laid out.
Now, he said it, you know, the thing of it is, when Stockman said the budget numbers never added up in 1980, they shut him up because they knew they weren't going to add up, and they planned this all along. And they're pretty close to actually completing this task.
Well, it's up to us to try to turn it around.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. He's right about that. I mean, the deficit is, has got to be a top priority. And these tax cuts and the other legislation and these giveaways to big industry has got to stop. Definitely has to stop. Let's go to Lane in Lakewood. Lane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, I'm a loyal listener.
Thanks.
I've been a Democrat all my life. Every election, I do what I can for the party. I donate what money I can. I do volunteer work. But my comments pertain to the lady that just called in a couple callers ago about the illegal immigration issue. And I'm a small business owner. I own a small painting company. I've built it up over many, many years. I do extremely quality work, high-end work. I feel deeply for the people who are coming across the border for a better life. Because I understand, there's been times in my life when I've struggled. And I understand, why they're doing it, and I have nothing against them at all. But there also is another story to be told, a story of the people, the citizens here who it affects. And it does affect people. It may not affect that lady and her job, but there are many, many, many people here, American citizens, who work hard and play by the rules, who it does affect, and it affects them deeply. I've seen it. I've actually had to scale back my business. I'm a straight arrow. I pay for all the insurance I need, whether the unemployment, I pay for unemployment insurance, I pay for the workman's comp, which are very expensive. I pay all my taxes on all my employees, but I can't. But the problem is the industry has been literally driven into the ground as far as virtually all my competitors hire illegal aliens. I will not do that. It's against the law.
Well, don't you think that they ought to be penalized for hiring illegal aliens?
They absolutely should be penalized.
I think it's what she was saying. I think all she's saying is that instead of going after the undocumented worker themselves and beating up on them and trying to use them as a political football, which is what the Republicans are doing, why not go after those businesses that hire illegal aliens and fine them? And under the Bush administration, and this is a federal thing, under the Bush administration, the enforcement has been very, very low.
You're right. It has. In fact, in my industry, it's almost zero.
Well?
My competitors. And when I first moved here, I originally started my business somewhere else and was going to college. And when I moved here, I actually worked in the industry for other people before I got my own thing going again, which was years ago. And I've worked very hard to get where I'm at. I've worked side by side by many illegal aliens, whether they're from the Ukraine or the Czech Republic or Mexico. And she's incorrect in the fact that they don't come here for other things other than job. They come here for a better life, and so they come here.
Some
for
do. Some come here for
they
a better
come here
life.
For,
some
come here
some
for,
come here for a better for a quote unquote better life, for the American way of life. But many
absolutely.
Of them many of them come here for simply one reason: to earn money to send home.
Oh, sure.
Money that they can't make in their
absolutely.
Own country.
I worked with a guy side by side with him down in the trenches, who's from Mexico. He lives in a small apartment with a bunch of other guys, and he takes most of his paycheck and sends it to his family in Mexico. He could only afford to visit them like twice a year. Now, I feel deeply for these people. The problem is that he's willing to work for a lot less. And what it does...
Well, he has no other choice because he's in the shadows.
But I don't think that the people whose income it doesn't affect... If her income drops, say, by 50%, I mean overnight...
Yeah, but I think you're being unfair to her because I don't think I don't think she was advocating... I don't think she would argue with anything that you're saying, and I don't think she was advocating anything. The only thing she was advocating was going after big corporations and big companies that hire illegal immigrants and get away with it. That's all she was saying. She wasn't saying anything. She wasn't saying anything more or anything less. You're reading a lot of things in there that aren't there.
No, that's not true. She was talking about one that they don't come here for free services.
Many of them don't come here for free services. Many of them come here.
I know these people.
They come here for. I do too.
Them.
They come here for one reason. They come here to find a job, and it operates on the simple fact that. And I've given this a million times over and over again on the air, and I'll give it again. If you're living in Colorado and the job you have pays $2.50 an hour, and there's a chance to go to Kansas and make $10 an hour, what are you going to do?
Oh, I don't. But look,
you're going to
go
to Kansas, aren't you? Listen to what I'm saying to you, but that's not what it's about. It's not about blame. It's about reality. It's about economic facts. It's about the fact is that the right wing paints it as if these people come here, come here, and that the first thing that they do is that they check into a hospital or that they try to use a social service, and that's not what they're here for. They're here for to try to make money because they can't feed their families in the country they live in.
But then the problem is that there's people over here that affect. If your income
I understand
was
it affects
so much.
There's no argument. Listen, there is no
I've
argument.
To,
there
listen,
is no there is no argument that it doesn't have an effect. Nobody's arguing that it doesn't have an effect on what's happening here. We're arguing what we're saying is, or at least what I'm trying to say is that it does have an effect and that we do have to work it out, but that one of the things we should start doing is we should start penalizing people who hire illegal aliens, whether it's people who hire illegal aliens to mow their lawn or whether it's people who hire illegal aliens to work in warehouses.
Jay, I think we're very much in agreement. But
we are.
But one thing is, if you take away those jobs, aren't you then hurting the people, those people, the immigrants?
Well, you know what? The fact is...
I mean, isn't that what we're talking about?
Yeah, but the fact is... But the fact is, when you have a problem this complex, everybody's going to get hurt, and everybody's going to have to feel some pain, and they're going to have to feel some pain as well. There's no other way. There's no other way out of it.
You've heard about rules of the road. Today, you're going to learn about insurance rules of the road for personal injuries. Rule number one, the insurance company is not on your side. Rule number two, the insurance company has highly trained adjusters and lawyers on their side. Rule number three, if you don't readily understand exactly why you need a professional on your side, go back to rules one and two. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Injuries destroy lives, change relationships, ruin families, and end careers. At Bell & Pollock, we've worked for over 20 years to help injured people just like you navigate this unending maze of insurance laws and insurance traps. When you're injured and deal with an insurance company, you need your own professional. We're experienced personal injury lawyers. We'll handle your claim on a distinguished and professional basis. If you've been injured, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. 303-795-5900. Consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Endorsed by Tom Martino at troubleshooter.com.
Financing or a generous cash allowance on most Jeep vehicles. Check out AskDrZ.com for more details.
As an AM760 listener, you know the power of change. It's in your voice, it's in your convictions, and it's in your pocketbook. That's why AM760 Blue Lists has been growing every day. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM760's Blue List and joining. Companies on the Blue List include Remax of Arvada, Investment Protection Service, and Louise Aaron Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and support the companies that support AM760.
Here are some money-saving travel tips from the experts at discount travel site Hotwire.com.
If time, money, or a bit of both is stopping you from taking a vacation, there's hope. Consider taking a trip close to home. You can relax, enjoy yourself, and save time and money. Pamper yourself by checking into a local 4-star hotel where you can enjoy luxurious amenities. And you won't waste a single vacation moment waiting in airports. Even better, you'll pay rock-bottom prices for a four-star experience. This is also a great way to extend the fun around local events, from street fairs and sporting events to concerts. If you're finding that weddings and reunions are eating up all your vacation time, turn an obligation into a mini-vacation. Stay overnight at a hotel in town after the event. Not only will you be able to relax, you'll get more for your dollar with Hotwire.com, where you can find four-star hotels at two-star prices.
For more money-saving travel tips, visit the experts at Hotwire.com.
852 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rockies Autos, their matching down incentive program going on now. This weekend's a great weekend to buy a car. Up to $1,500. You put down $1,500. They'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 down. Or put down $1,000. They'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000 put down towards the purchase of your next vehicle. And Rockies Autos has got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. They've got just about everything you can think of. Every make, model, Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Plus, they're just good people to buy from. They do care, and they will take care of you, and they'll make sure that you're treated the way you should be treated, with dignity and respect. And they're not going to tackle you and force you into buying an automobile you don't want. They're going to try to find the best deal for you and find the car or the truck or whatever it is that you're looking for. Try to find the one that's right for you. They've been owned and operated, family-owned and operated, since 1982, which is going on 25 years now. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., but if you come after 9, they'll stay late, and things will be just fine. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. You can check the inventory there and also pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles all of that. See their business philosophy and see some of their television commercials. Rockies Autos, with the matching down incentive going on now up to $3,000, how can you lose? You put down 15, they put down 15, and you got 3, and I'll tell you something, they've got over 500 of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, all at one great location. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Rockies Autos, tell them J. Marvin sent you.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hello, this is Ronnie from All American Vogue. I want to take this time to salute the American labor unions and the labor movement, because without them, America still might have a 6 or 7 day work week. These are the people that helped to give us the weekend, and they deserve our appreciation. All American Vogue has gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Away from a 9. It's open phones here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 86. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. 303-713-7600 coming up after 9 o'clock. People from the American Way, American Ways, African-American Outreach Coordinator Sean Tucker. We'll talk to him about the minority voter suppression stuff going on in the state of Ohio and about the monkey business going on there. And we've talked about this before, and I've had people bring it up to me, and I've had a couple. I got into it with a caller here a couple of weeks ago, and he was denying that it was going on. And I saw this about people from the American Way has joined with a bunch of other groups to file a lawsuit against the current some of the current election laws that have been instituted under the Secretary of State Blackwell, who is also going to run to, who is running for governor, and should really recuse himself from all of this. And we'll talk to them coming up after 9 o'clock here, and then get back to open phones on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, hey, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Hey, by the way, I went out to the show Big Head Todd. Loved it.
It was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, loved it. Absolutely love it. And you know, and I support your sponsors. You know, I go over to American Vogue and I buy all my I Hate George Bush bumper stickers there.
Yeah, Ronnie rocks. He's a great guy.
Yeah, I love that store. And then, of course, you know, I went to the Widespread Panic Show. You're missing out. You should have gone with Turk.
I was in Vegas, man.
Oh, is that where you were?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then, and all that fun stuff. But, hey, I'm reading Denver Post this morning. And Alan Greenspan was up in Aspen yesterday speaking.
Right.
And it's right here in print. I absolutely love it. You know, it's out and I read it to you. Worse than the price of the gas pump is the price the country has paid for foreign policy.
He's right.
Yeah, to protect oil reserves, Greenspan, adding that he supported the Iraq war because of the role it played in preventing Saddam Hussein from controlling a key oil shipping route.
Yep.
That's it. That's exactly why we went, and the Bushies deny it.
Well, they try to give other excuses and other reasons, but you're right, that's one of the prime reasons we're there, is to have a controlling interest and a controlling stake in that region.
Yeah, and this was known, you know, this was known 5 years ago. This was known a long time ago. You know, and it just kills me.
It is. It's amazing.
They live in denial.
Well, they just don't tell the truth.
No.
You know, and they're not going to tell the truth, and there's no one there to hold them accountable to make them tell the truth, and that's the problem.
Yeah, you know, and it's just like, and you can't fool me, and who am I? You know, I'm a Grateful Deadhead hippie.
I'm with you, pal. I'm with you 100%. Hey, Bob, thanks, man. Call me again.
You got it.
Okay. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about what's going on in Ohio, plus back to open phones. Stick around here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Three reasons I've decided to redo my kitchen. Number three, my 3-year-old's play kitchen has more counter space. Number two, my cabinets have seen better days, namely somewhere in 1972. And number one, I have incentive, a $500 incentive.
Update your kitchen today at the Home Depot and get up to a $500 Home Depot gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy new kitchen cabinetry. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid for July 30th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Don't let a dead alternator leave you stranded. Get to AutoZone, your alternator headquarters. AutoZone has alternators to fit practically any car and any budget, including durable, long-lasting Duralast alternators, engineered to give your car the power it needs to run strong year after year. Not sure if a bad alternator is the problem? Let AutoZone test your old one for free. So don't get stranded. Just get in the zone. AutoZone.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Dave Hazy and Thornton Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. It may have been in its earliest stages, but authorities are taking seriously the plot to bomb New York City tunnels and transportation. CBS's Jim Stewart in Washington says monitoring internet chat rooms helped authorities uncover it.
This is what we're seeing more and more across the globe is federal agencies begin to learn how to get into these chat rooms. And I think there's growing evidence that they, in fact, are engaging in ongoing conversations with people who have aspirations to be terrorists.
One suspect's under arrest in Lebanon. Overseas, bells in London to mark the 1-year anniversary of the deadly transit bombings. CBS's Charlie Daggett went to one of the city's subway stations.
As they walked by, people were weeping, but there wasn't this great grieving. They want that to be a private matter. So there hasn't been this gushing of grief. It was respectful, and it was solemn, very quiet, as they were led from that area where they lost their loved ones.
Top man at Scotland Yard says terrorists are still targeting London. President Bush is just about to begin a news conference in Chicago.
He wants to talk about the economy, but one subject sure to come up, the one that's bedeviled him all week, North Korea's missile launches.
CBS's Bill Plant. Mr. Bush says he favors diplomacy, but he has a host of options, he says, when it comes to North Korea. More violence at Sunni and Shiite mosques in Iraq has killed more than a dozen people. A raid on militants in eastern Baghdad resulted in 30 captured or killed. Aboard Shuttle Discovery, more careful checking to make sure there was no damage caused during liftoff. CBS's Peter King live at the Kennedy Space Center. Peter, what's going on?
Steve, the crew is looking at what NASA calls areas of interest, even though mission managers say there are no concerns, no obvious damage. Astronaut Mike Fossum tells CBS News running the robot arm with the boom sensors is painstaking.
You have to take it very slow and easy and spend a lot of time adjusting cameras to make sure you've got all the clearances.
So you don't hit anything. Fossum's also prepping for the first of what could be 3 spacewalks tomorrow, and the crew's getting set to move supplies from a cargo pod into the space station. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
Luciano Pavarotti, recovering now from surgery for pancreatic cancer in New York. All of the 70-year-old singer's concerts for the rest of this year have been canceled. Employers added 121,000 new jobs in June, enough to keep the unemployment rate at 4.6%, but less than economists were expecting.
For construction, this is the time of year when you expect to see big gains. The fact that we're not seeing them is certainly something that makes us nervous. And as usual in recent months, we're seeing continued weakness in retailing.
Ron Blackwell's the chief economist for the AFL-CIO. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 82 and the NASDAQ is off 12. This is CBS News.
Real pirates aren't A-list actors.
They're trained killers.
Real pirates don't sip lattes.
They are hyper-violent. I mean, terrifying.
Real pirates don't stab you in the back. They stab you in the front. True Caribbean Pirates. Before Hollywood came calling. Sunday night at 8, 7 Central. As only the History Channel can bring you.
One good deed deserves another. That's why Western Union offers the Gold Card Rewards Program. It's free to enroll, and every time you use your gold card to send a qualifying transaction, you earn points towards cool stuff like watches, cameras, gift cards, and discounts on Western Union fees. There's even a $150 gift check reward. So enroll today in the Gold Card Rewards Program at a Western Union agent location and start earning rewards. Rewards subject to change. Gold card benefits earned on qualifying Western Union money transfer and quick collect transactions only. Visit a participating agent location for details and restrictions.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. State senators are set to vote today on a measure that would revive a failed ballot proposal to ban non-emergency state services to illegal immigrants. Democrats joined with the Republicans to support the measure yesterday, but one senator, Boulder Democrat Ron Tupa, says he doesn't expect the bill to pass both chambers. A memorial service will be held Sunday in Aspen for Enron Corporation founder Kenneth Lay. He, of course, died at an Aspen hospital on Wednesday while vacationing. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell is out of the same Aspen hospital this morning after falling ill at a local restaurant where he was dining with former President Bill Clinton and others. A spokeswoman for Powell says he called her this morning and he's doing just fine. He says the illness appeared to stem from the altitude and something he ate. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Kathy. The ramp from eastbound I-70 heading onto Ward Road remained shut down this morning. Had a semi-truck roll over on that pretty tight curve there, and it's been there all morning long. So as they try to tip that truck back up on its wheels, you'll want to avoid the rest of that ramp. Now, taking a look at the rest of our drive, southbound 225 still jamming up pretty heavily from Yosemite down to I-25, and I-25 itself still pretty jam-packed between I-70 and Spear, and again south of here from Alameda to Colorado Boulevard. Now, northbounders across 25 leaving the tech center are heavy between 225 and Yale. Pretty typical for this part of the morning drive, and along C-470 eastbounders are now thick right around Wadsworth. Today's forecast calls...
Magic Mortgages, 0% interest, no payments for a year, celebrity endorsements, sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage, a local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today, 303-741-6800.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD.
1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
And so the rules were put in place by our Secretary of State, Kenneth Blackwell, and the rules stated that anybody who's running a third-party voter registration group would, if they were to pay their voters, or I'm sorry, pay the folks to conduct third-party registration, then they would have to, first of all, do an online training. And so everybody who registers voters in the state of Ohio now would have to go online and do a training, download what's called an affirmation, sign the affirmation, send it back in, and receive what's called a confirmation of registration. So it's almost like a license to register folks to vote here in the state of Ohio. So that's the first thing. And our problem with that, Jay, is that the online training, we're talking about the digital divide here, and so we can't assume that everyone has access to both computers as well as Internet connection. And so with People for the American Way Foundation, we work with churches. And so, for instance, we work with smaller churches. And so you may have a church with one computer in a basement with just a dial-up connection. And every single person who is paid would have to register individually or take the online training individually. And this makes it a lot harder for that to happen. The second piece, Jay, is that there's a fifth-degree felony for folks who work outside of the law. And what I mean by that is, say, for instance, everyone can't take the training at once. And so you have to actually sign the affirmation. You have to turn your affirmation in whenever you turn in a batch of voter registration forms. And you have to turn it in within 10 days. If you don't turn the forms in within 10 days, the second offense is a felony. And so now we're talking about college students, we're talking about folks who just want to be engaged in the civic process, now facing a fifth degree felony. So that's the second piece. The third piece, Jay, is that there is no definition for the word or term compensation. And so does the word compensation mean a sandwich, a soda, a T-shirt? What does it mean? And so I can just give someone a T-shirt, and they could technically be compensated for registering folks to vote. They don't take the training. They're operating outside the law, and now they're a fifth-degree felon.
Boy, that sounds awfully complicated and awfully unnecessary. But it seems to me, given the Secretary of State's background, this is par for the course with him, is it not?
Well, And I don't want to certainly comment on the Secretary of State because I'm not sure of his motives behind this. But folks in Ohio certainly remember it in 2004. Some of the things that went on, particularly with the registration forms having to be on what we called 80-pound stock paper. That was eventually rescinded, but nonetheless, there was a lot of voter registrations who were tossed out because of that. But once again, this is not to criticize him as Secretary of State. That is to, we're just focusing on this rule. We want this rule thrown out, or these particular rules thrown out, so we can register more folks in traditionally disenfranchised communities.
All right, so you're going to court over this. And who's involved in the lawsuit? People for the American Way, and who else?
People for the American Way Foundation. We also have Common Cause, as well as the Advancement Project, who's involved in the lawsuit. The lawsuit was filed yesterday in Cleveland at the U.S. District Court in Cleveland, Ohio.
Now, does this basically affect minority communities more than it would, say, non-minority communities?
Disproportionately so. And the reason why I say that is because most of our groups who have worked on broad-based voter registration campaigns have worked in both low-income as well as minority communities. And the reason why we do that is to increase civic participation. And so these groups who traditionally worked in these neighborhoods now, they're going to either put a halt to the process or they're going to eliminate it completely. People for the American Way Foundation, once we found out about the rules on June 5th, there was a hearing on June 5th, we immediately put a moratorium on our project. And so now you're talking about probably about 5 weeks that we haven't been operating in the state of Ohio doing voter registration.
And I mean, it seems to me this is another example of minority voter suppression.
Well, and that's we think that's what the effect will be. We're not sure what the intent was, but we think that it will certainly have the effect of voter suppression here in the state of Ohio.
Well, did they ever try to explain the intent to you?
Well, it's funny you ask that because the as I said in the hearings and listen, it mostly boiled down to the term fraud. And just to let you in on something, Jay, here in the state of Ohio in 8 years, and I forget the number of millions of voters, there's only been 4 documented cases of voter fraud, in 8 years in the state of Ohio. And so this word fraud is being tossed around, and they said they're trying to control fraud, and, you know, folks like, you know, Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck are registering people, are registered voters. But what we're saying, Jay, is that if we're disallowed to be a third-party voter registration groups, then there is going to be fraud, because what happens is that you won't have that quality control. You won't have the quality control measures in place. And so, once again, you have to have the forms there within 10 days, and you have to take them directly yourself to the boards of elections. You can't have a third-party group to hand them in for you. And so there may be folks like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck now registering to vote. There may be folks who forgot to check a box or two, and now guess what? Those folks may not they may not be registered voters because we didn't go back to them and call them and let them know that, hey, you filled out the box, or we didn't get a chance to toss out a card that we looked and saw that it was probably fraudulent. And so now fraud will probably exist because of this.
Hmm. It seems to me it hampers everybody's voting vote organizing efforts, both on the left and the right.
It does. And that's what that's our argument. We say that, you know, it's not just affecting, Democrats, because, you know, if you have several folks who say, well, these are left-leaning groups, well, that's not the case, because it's our belief that this will have the same impact on both voters, potential voters in the Democratic Party, as well as on the Republican side as well.
Anybody on the Republican side screaming about this?
I don't know. Woody Coyne, Republican side.
Or GOP side, the right wing, because they want to put their ground troops out and have their activists working as well, and these set of laws hinder them as well.
Sure. Well, Jay, to be quite honest, you've had really advocacy groups like People for the American Way and Common Cause and the League of Women Voters who've really been doing the most screening. So you haven't had Democrats or Republicans really screaming loudly enough about this. There's really been groups like ourselves who have been, you know, making the most noise about these rules.
Yeah, the first place I ever heard about all of this happening was through the League of Women Voters of the state of Ohio, and how they were complaining about how it was going to make the whole process unreasonable and unmanageable. That was the first place I heard about it, and they're not politically affiliated either way.
No, the League of Women Voters, just like our People for the American Way Foundations, our C3 wing, they're a completely nonpartisan group. But the League of Women Voters, as you know, I mean, they've been around for decades, and they've been completely nonpartisan. And I work very closely with that group, and they're not going to be operating voter registration here in Ohio in 2006.
Not at all.
Not at all. Not at all.
When do you guys expect this case to be heard?
We're not sure. Like I said, we filed the complaint yesterday. We're not sure. Hopefully, we'll be in the next 2 weeks that we can get it heard. But at least with People for the American Way Foundation, we're building a workaround. Whereas we can work around the rules, we have to change our process we'll have to hire more quality control people to put in place just to make sure that that we're following the rules 100%. And we'll just wait and see how these rules, how they pan out. If the judges agree with us, then that'd be a really good position.
All right. Sean Tucker, thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate you being on the program.
Thank you, Jay, for having me.
All right. There's the African-American Outreach Coordinator, Sean Tucker, for People of the American Way. Go to PFAW.org if you want more information about this. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. It is Friday morning, and it's open phones. I got four open lines. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600, whether it's terrorism and about the New York tunnel plot was uncovered, or if you want to talk about energy, or you want to get into, just about anything, the war in Iraq, whatever it is that you want to talk about. Global warming, it doesn't make any difference. Don't feel bad about changing the subject, because that's what we do on Fridays. Change the subject to whatever you want. Four open lines at 303-713-7600. We're just sitting here waiting to hear.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
Get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
21 minutes after 9. High today, 86, partly sunny, thunderstorms. And it's Jay Marvin here. Good to have you along. Open phones underway, 303-713-7600. Little Parliament. Flashlight. I'm surprised at your age you even remember this, John.
Oh, I love me some P-Funk.
This is a great song.
Gets you in the mood for the weekend.
Yeah, no question. Does it get you in the mood for the weekend?
Oh, totally. I got a bachelor party I'm going to tonight, so I'm going to have a lot of fun this weekend, I think.
I think I'm just going to go home and sleep. All right, anyway, let's get back on the phones here, and we'll go to John in Laramie. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Good morning, John. Go ahead.
Hey, I just figured I'd cause some more trouble today.
Sure, why not?
Basically, I've been thinking about the Republicans, and I think if you take their flag lapels off and their polo shirts, they're basically just common criminals.
Hey, I wear polo shirts.
Oh, too bad. Maybe get on the other side.
You know, I wear polo shirts. You know, because you wear polo shirts doesn't make you a Republican or a conservative.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll leave the polo shirts on. Anyway, I think they're common criminals. They're no different than drug dealers. And basically, they get rich through pandering and through racketeering.
Well, when you say they, now, are you talking about the people? You're not talking about. Are you talking about the people who vote for them, or are you talking about their leaders?
I'm talking about the bigs.
The leaders. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
All right. I would agree. I would agree that what they do is morally wrong. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also illegal. But when you were just talking about Ohio and all those stunts that guy was pulling.
Yeah, Blackwell.
Yeah. Now that's racketeering. It's as simple as that. It may not be that it can be applied legally, but what he does is he taints the whole electoral process with crime, essentially. And
yeah.
So by doing that, then he should be subject to racketeering laws, and they should simply expropriate the election and have it again.
Well, he's depriving people of their constitutional right to vote.
Yeah, that's racketeering, and he does it through racketeering. So, and it's the same with everything else. The utilities have been screwing us over. Every big corporation has been basically involved in racketeering. So I think it'd be good to take them over, pay off the little stockholders who've had nothing to do with these criminal decisions, and then start deciding what to do with them. Utilities could go back to government ownership. The other companies could be simply broken up if they're too big, like Walmart. You'd have to do it on a case-by-case basis.
Well, I don't know if you could. I don't know if the courts would support that kind of a remedy to the problem. I think an easier remedy would be public financing of campaigns and keeping people like Walmart and some of these other big energy companies and corporations out of the electoral mix by stopping the need for politicians to have to pander to them in order to raise money to wage campaigns to stay elected. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. It's like Ken Lay, you know, who just recently died here, and George W. Bush, calls him an acquaintance when we know damn well that they were friends, that he spent a night in the White House, and that he was one of Bush's biggest campaign contributors.
Oh, yeah, they're all together. The other aspect of it, though, is that, let's say you have, I'm all in favor of getting the money out of the campaigns.
I mean, if you did that, if you took that out, you'd stop all of this.
Well, maybe. The only problem is, who then guarantees access to the media?
The media rules, though, would have to be changed.
Yeah.
And I don't see anything wrong with that either.
Yeah. Because as it is now, an election is a bonanza for big media. I mean, they just get,
it's also a pain in the ass, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it's for the little guys who have to manage all that stuff, I'm sure it is, but for the big people on top, they must just be raking in the dough and running off with the pot.
Well, they're able to charge. You know, they have to charge the lowest going rate. Is how it works in at least in federal contests. But it takes a tremendous amount of money to run. It takes a tremendous amount of money to have an organization, and That's why these senators and congressmen and congresspeople, that's why they go out and they pander to these contributors and take money from them, and then they give them votes in return on critical legislation. I mean, that's what that David Sirota book is all about.
Yeah, it's that simple. I agree.
And you know, if we took away that, if we stopped that, if we stopped it on a state level, and if we stopped it on a national level, and we had public financing of campaigns and got the money out of it, a lot of this stuff would stop. A lot of it would ease off. I mean, that's the first thing that we have to do, is try to get it enacted both on a state level and also on a national level.
Do you think the system's been jacked so far now that we really can't do it?
No, I think we can do it.
Oh.
But I think what we have to do is, I think we have to go and identify those congresspeople and those people sitting in Congress who are making these votes and taking this money, and we have to consciously work to get them out, and we have to realize that they're on both sides of the political aisle.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the whole Ned Lamont-Lieberman thing is all about, even though Lieberman would like to say that it's all about his support of the Iraq War. Well, yeah, that's part of it, but it's also, Lieberman's votes in favor of corporate America against his own constituents.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of stuff you got to look into, and I think it's, that's the thing everybody has to look into before you support somebody, particularly if they're an incumbent. Take a look at their votes and who they took money from. I mean, that's a critical thing to look at, I think.
Yeah. What I'm worried about, really, is what if this big plan to basically bankrupt America, take all benefits away, this master plan to drive us into bankruptcy and all that stuff, well, that's more than racketeering. That's kind of war.
Well, it's class war. I mean, the Republicans claim that the Democrats and that progressives play class war, but in reality, they're the ones that play class war, because everything they do is geared towards the rich elite, and everything that we try to do is geared towards the working class and the middle and lower middle class and the poor, and they want to tax work instead of wealth, and we want to tax wealth instead of work.
Yeah, I think there's been a class war, all right. I think it's always been there.
Yeah, it's always been there. It's just that they've been successful in the public arena of turning it around and putting it over on us. And what we have to do is we have to stand up collectively and say, wait a minute, that's not the truth. Look at the votes once again. Look at the things that you do. Look at the things that are going on. Look at the appointments that presidents have made. Look at who staffs what and who's in control of what, and explain to us why that this is going on. Explain why on the National Labor Relations Board, which is supposed to be an organization that's supposed to mediate and is supposed to protect workers' rights, why there are people with industry connections sitting on that board, and how did they get there?
Yeah, it's all subversion. It's all racketeering. They're common criminals in my book.
Well, they're moral criminals in mine. Yeah. John, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, have a good weekend. One line open at 303-713-7600. All right, this is it. This is the final finale. The last live traffic report.
Forget live. It's the last one, Jay.
It's the last one, period, with Amelia Earhart before she moves on to her new job with another radio station.
Which shall remain nameless.
A bigger radio station. Before she leaves this tiny little operation.
Well, let's not scare anyone. I'm not leaving Denver.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. Well, anyway, listen, we really had a good time working with you. We enjoyed working with you, and we'll miss you. And, it's so hard to say goodbye. But somehow we'll figure out a way to get through it.
You guys were so kind to me, and I do appreciate it.
And our eyes will be pointed towards the sky, looking for you constantly.
I'll be waving back at you.
Okay, we hope every journey you have is a safe one.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, what's the final journey home, Amelia?
Oh, I feel so sad right now. Thankfully, this morning's drive rounding up very nicely. I-25 pretty much back to normal. A bit of heavy traffic northbound right between 225 and Yale. And as you make your way across southbound 225, just a bit of jamming right between Yosemite and I-25. Now, we had an earlier problem way early in this morning's drive. Had a rolled semi-truck on the ramp from eastbound I-70 to Ward Road. That's completely shut down right now. They're still trying to get it back up on its wheels. So keep avoiding that one for the remainder of the drive. And throughout the day, we will keep you posted as to when that reopens. Outside of that, this morning's drive wrapping up beautifully along C-470, the Turnpike, as well as 270 across Commerce City. So a gorgeous start to the midday commute. Today's forecast...
Everybody hates wasting money, right? Hi, this is Dave Logan. The Regency Bristol Triple Pane Window is one surefire way of saving money on your energy bill every month, up to 47% guaranteed. I put the Regency Bristol Windows in my home for that very reason. Right now, Regency Bristol Windows will give you one free window with every two you buy. Call Regency Bristol Windows, 303-233-0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th anniversary world tour. Bret Michaels, Bobby Dahl, CeCe DeVille, Ricky Wise. Joining the party, Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Bret Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys and Denver After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com. Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BretMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
They give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149, Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few $100s saved on your hotel room is a few $100s you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large, travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, as low as $20 a month. So you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you for as low as $20 a month. We'd like to send you a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-1312. That's 1-800-600-1312. 1-800-600-1312.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I like coconuts. You can break them open. They smell like
widespread panic.
In the sun.
9:34, 34 minutes past the hour. Open phones. J. Marvin here. High today 86. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. And looks like a nice day today in Colorado. But it's going to be... going to be a little thunder showery in the afternoon. But good weather to get out there and spank Whitey, play a little golf, drive around with your convertible top down, lay out in the sun, do all those things you wish you could do, but you can't because we're all stuck at work. Let's get back on the phones, and we'll go to Judy, who's hanging on in Denver. Judy, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Hey, just wanted to follow up with a couple about the priorities. You've been asking us about priorities.
Right.
You know, there's two or three internally in the U.S., the right to vote and voting rights, and all of us ought to be reading Mark Crispin Miller's book. I've read it, and I've heard him. And what I tell people, you know, my friends, look, let's take our complaining to an action level. Be a poll watcher. I just learned in Douglas County we have new touchscreen machines, but as I read further, there are paper receipts. The trick is in Douglas County you now have to bring your little yellow card in. You know how you get yellow cards saying what party you belong to?
Right.
It used to go with the trash. You know, it used to be with the trash mail because you didn't need to bring it in. Now you have to have your license and your yellow card. So we just have to pay attention and know what we're talking about and what we're doing.
Yeah, I think that's very, very important.
And I think the second one internally is health care. It's falling apart.
It is.
Just no question. And then if you want to take us outside the U.S., we've got to stop preemptive wars and have some diplomacy. I mean, if you were saying, what are your priorities, I'd say, that's it. I've thought about it a long time. I've blogged a long time. And I'm now reading David Sirota's book. And if we don't have the right to vote, nothing changes. And if we're not healthy, we can't do anything to affect a change.
Yeah, what do you think of David's book?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I'm kind of putting myself on hold with it because I'm taking a trip next week and I'm going to read it cover to cover.
Yeah, I love it. I love it so much. I love it so much. I've read it twice.
And that's how I feel about Mark Crispin Miller's. It's a little drier than David Sirota's, but at least it's got good information in it on what's going on with voting and why it could happen to us again.
Yeah, we've had Mark Crispin Miller on the show before.
Well, it's great to have you back, and those are the priorities, and I keep hearing them from other people. If we don't get this voting rights situation straightened out and we don't start taking action, where are we?
Yeah, I would agree. We're going to have to turn this country around, and we have to turn this party around, we have to turn this country around, and we've got to do it in no short order, and it starts with everybody being responsible for voting and make sure that their vote gets counted. I agree 100% with that, Judy.
Well, I look forward to hearing you next week. We enjoyed Erin Hart. I go way back with Erin when she was doing things here on the radio. But it's good to have you back, too.
Well, thank you. You're very, very kind.
All right. I'll call again.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you, Judy.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Let's go to Doug in Fort Collins. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Doug.
I was just calling in actually to talk about some different books that I've recently started reading. I was watching, it was a C-SPAN 2, I don't remember which one, but they had some coverage and a roundtable discussion at the Bloggers Convention, I think, that was in Vegas about
right.
a month and a half ago.
The yearly COS, yeah.
Right, and they had a roundtable discussion, and one of the guests on the roundtable was George Lakoff, a linguist from Berkeley.
Right.
And I'd never heard of him or anything like that, and that got me really interested in his work, and I've recently started reading Don't Think About Elephants.
Right, exactly.
And
good book.
It's a great book, and, you know, I know you have a very well-informed listening group, but, you know, I just wanted to kind of get it out there and tell people that they really need to read this, and, you know, this is an aspect of, I guess, political communication that I never ever thought of.
Just, oh, yeah.
Just framing, how you frame your discussions with conservatives, how Democrats or progressives in general go about discussing issues, and how it seems like we're always on the defensive and taking the conservatives, I guess, language that is pro-conservative, and we keep on using and perpetuate the conservative language. And I think that progressives need to educate themselves on this issue I'm framing, because I think it's a huge factor into elections and just overall education of the population.
I agree. You know, another book you should read Paul Waldman's book. Gets into the same thing.
Oh, really?
And Waldman talks about all of this. Like, for instance, why do we make such absurd statements as fiscal conservatives? There are no fiscal conservatives. Conservatives who are in control of the government now are not fiscal. They're not conservative. There's nothing conservative about them. They've got got us in the largest deficit of all time.
Right. And, yeah, and another thing, like, just tax relief. You know, just,
yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of things that, and how they're framed pro-conservatively that make it hard for progressives to argue their point.
Exactly. And we have to turn around and we have to fight that back, and we have to stand up to them and stop being on the defensive and start going on the offensive and start calling them for what they are.
I agree. But, that's the only reason I was calling in. I've been reading this book, and I was listening to your show this morning, and I thought it get it out there, and hopefully other people, it'll enlighten some other people that haven't heard of him or these issues.
Yeah, people should definitely check out George Lakoff, and also check out Paul Waldman's new book, too.
Okay.
All right?
Well, thanks, Jay. You're doing great.
All right, Doug. Thanks, man. Call me again.
Okay. Bye.
All right. We'll see you later. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
All right, man. How are you?
I'm real good. So I had a great 4th of July because I went and went to the demonstration against Iraq in Boulder there and did a little march and ended up at the courthouse at the in Boulder there. And they had Veterans for Peace there giving speeches and other people giving speeches against the Iraq war. But so we're standing there listening to the speeches, and I'm holding my sign, and I'm observing people as they're walking by.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, the apathy and the indifference was unbelievable. It was like people were just walking around like, oh, what's the big deal? You know, I don't think people get how bad our country is because of the war in Iraq. A few people would stop and listen a little bit and then walk on. And these people were saying important things. And it was like, I just could feel the apathy and the indifference.
Well, look how many people vote for American Idol as compared to how many people turn out at the polls. Look at how many people watch all these reality television shows. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I agree with you. I mean, I think the apathy out there is very, very heavy.
Yeah,
I don't know how to fight it. I don't know how to fight the apathy.
I know. I just hope it turns around by November, because if it doesn't, we're going to be in horrible shape the next 2 years. You know.
Well, I think that those of us that are motivated will get out there and vote, and those of us who care will get out there and vote. I think the trick is try to get others to care and to try to get others to get out there and vote.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess that's why letters to the editor and newspapers and things like that, for those of us that care, we got to keep doing it and doing what you're doing, Jay. I mean, I'm so thankful you do what you do and for this radio station, because otherwise, you know, I think this radio station has changed a lot of people's minds and hearts about issues.
Boy, I hope so.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The callers have changed my mind about a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, we got great callers, and you have great people on, and so does Big Ed and the Al Franken show. I mean, so I just hope, this radio station can keep going on and doing what it's been doing.
Well, I hope we can, too, and I think we will. We'll be here. I mean, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Good.
All right?
All right, Jay.
All right, Paul, take care.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right.
Talk to you. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Open phones underway. And I got two lines open at 303-713.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Talk about getting the attention of young people.
What does this mean, Dad?
What's happening here? I thought, there's America right there. I may infuriate you, but let me tell you something. This crosses all political lines. When you have somebody who starts shooting missiles off, I want this issue addressed now.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
In a
honor of this great nation, the people at Bojo's Pizza are celebrating freedom of choice with their Freedom Festival. Stop in today and enjoy complete freedom of speech, freedom to assemble with your friends, free drinking water, free salt and pepper, free napkins. Bojo's celebrates the freedom theme daily with their incredible lunch buffet, dinner specials, or even a take and bake. With freedom of choice, you can enjoy any of their specialty mountain pies piled high with the freshest meats, vegetables, sauces, and cheeses, or choose to create your own version. It's a bounty of food affordably priced. At Bojo's, they have something for everyone, including gluten-free pizza, signature sandwiches, and pasta. So exercise your right for great food at Bojo's. Let freedom ring. Locations in Denver, Arvada, Highlands Ranch, Fort Collins, Evergreen, and Idaho Springs. For menu and other locations, visit Bojo's.com for free.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel: knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we guarantee the best deals on three- and four-star hotel rooms. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with three- and four-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like four stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or four stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149, Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large, travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guaranteed details on site.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
947. It's 47 minutes past the hour. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today, 86. Jay Marvin along with you. Open phones underway here, and we'll get back on the telephones. And we go to Al in Sheridan. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Al.
I was listening to your show on Wednesday when you got back from Las Vegas, and this woman asked how you did there, and you said you had a good time and that you won.
Yep.
And you said you wondered why they don't have table games up here in Blackhawks.
Yeah, why don't they?
Well, because they take in more money on the slots than they would if they had table games, you know, like the crap table. I like to shoot crap myself. I miss them. And, you know, if you're playing blackjack, they take in more money because they have that $5 limit. You don't get a chance to recoup if you get a hot streak, see?
Right.
So that's the whole thing. The state takes in more money. The casinos take in more money. And that's what I think.
Well, they ought to let us play roulette, man. That's all I got to say.
Well, roulette and crap tables.
I'm with you.
Maybe someday they will, you know, forget the right. See, this governor that we got in there now, he didn't even want the gambling. He wants the money from the revenue, you know, but he didn't want the gambling.
Yeah,
get the right governor in there. I think we might see it open up.
Well, maybe, hopefully so. All right, Al, thank you, man.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You bet. Let me go to Dave on the Northwest Parkway. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hi, Dave.
I guess you could now call me a multiple-time caller.
Well, that's okay. We don't care how many times you call.
I think this is number three for me.
Oh, good.
Listen, I wanted to, maybe you touched on it earlier in the day. I was taking care of babies. But have you seen what's going on at the special session? I was wondering if you could get Ron Tupa on sometime next week to explain his idiotic vote with the Republicans yesterday that caused the Democrats to look absolutely horrible, having three swing district Democrats switch their vote from no to yes on switching SB1. It was a horrible day for the Democrats. It actually touches on the question you asked and getting with our leaders and getting out and voting. Well, lack of leadership and lack of strong personalities in our party is a really good reason why we're getting our butts kicked. And what happened yesterday at the legislature is an abomination.
Yeah, we're working on not only Ron Tupa, but we're also working on Andrew Romanoff as well.
Yeah, that was a bad day, and it's they're having a field day with us. And we've talked before. I'm as strong as they get on the left side, and I believe in the party and I believe in the platform. but I don't necessarily believe in all the people right now. And I'm just dying for some really good leadership.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you 100%. I'm just dying to turn the party around too, man. I'm on the same page you're on when it comes to that stuff.
What do we have to do? How do we do it? Because November is coming up on us quick. And I got to tell you, man, I'm seeing a lot of Beau Pre signs, and I'm not seeing a lot of Ritter. And, you know, we're gonna fall asleep at the wheel, and we're going to lose this one, too. How do we turn this thing around?
Yeah, I don't see a lot of Ritter signs either. I see it, but I'll tell you what I do see, though. I see a lot of Ritter bumper stickers, though.
Yeah.
I'm real worried. Well, I'm worried, too. But I think the exciting time is going to be when Ritter and Beau Pre debate. And you know they will, because Ritter will tear him apart. Ritter will beat him, because Beau Pre has no answer for anything. Yeah, both ways Bob has no plans for this state. And
he's preaching to the choir.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
I'm with you 100%. But we'll try to find out what went on in this legislative session and what's going on.
Tupa's got some explaining to do.
Yeah, well, we'll try to get him on and try to ask him.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Dave. Thanks, buddy. Bye. Yeah, that whole legislative session is a nightmare, and we'll try to figure out what's going on there. We'll try to ask about that. Let's go to Mike in Fort Collins. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine this morning. I've been a listener since you guys have pretty much started your service to northern Colorado here in the Denver area, and I really appreciate you guys for one thing.
Well, thank you very much. You're very kind.
I've been a registered independent for most of my adult life. I've voted my share of conservatives and liberals over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with this administration, you know, I'm really starting to be pushed entirely away from, you know, the conservative point of view, at least as espoused by, you know, this administration. And I'm really concerned as to where our country is heading right now. By the way, I also appreciate the subject I have today is not probably, you know, normally a top-shelf, hot-button issue, but because of your Open Phones Friday, I thought it was, you know, maybe a good time to see if I could, you know, bring this up.
Hey, that's what it's all about, man. Go ahead. Shoot away.
Are you aware of, you know, I know everybody's aware of one of the laws that went into effect here in Colorado this past Saturday, I guess July 1st, you know, the non-smoking ban.
Right.
Which, you know, to me, you know, I haven't smoked for years and years and years, so it's, you know, basically a non-issue. But there was another law, and it had to do with the identity theft
law. Right.
Are you aware of that one?
Yeah.
I'm really concerned because, you know, there are very few states. We just became, you know, one of the few that allows, you know, consumers to control that. You know, we can request the three major credit bureaus to, you know, put a security freeze on our accounts, which
right.
makes identity theft, you know, much, much harder. And are you aware that the federal government is trying to pass its own law in that area?
Yeah, I am aware of it.
And that one, that's what concerns me.
That law is underwritten by the credit card industry.
Yes, that's very much what concerns me. For the first time in my life, I'm becoming a little bit of an activist, I guess, because in my entire life, I've never called my representatives or senators about any issue. And I did make a call, you know, concerning this. Marilyn Musgrave, bless her heart, is, you know, my representative up here.
Well, my condolences. Vote for Angie Piccioni.
Yes. Oh, I definitely will this time. You know, the bill, I actually have a little article in the Fort Collins newspaper here in case anybody's interested. It's the federal bill that's up, and it doesn't say when it's going to be voted on, but it's H.R. 3997.
Right.
And if that is passed, the only way that you can put a freeze on your credit accounts is if you are a victim of identity theft first.
And yeah, which is absolutely wrong.
It's absurd. It's like saying I can't put a deadbolt on my front door until somebody breaks in.
Right, exactly. You're right. You know, you're 100% correct about this. And if you look and see, you know, that I'll guarantee you that the credit card industry and the banking industry has got a hand at underwriting this legislation.
And guess what? You know, the Republican-controlled Congress is more than likely, you know, going to pass something.
That's
like
exactly
this.
Right, because they're taking money from this from those constituencies.
And that's why we have to get on, you know, the phone to our representatives, I think, on, you know, issues like this, and, you know, let your voice be heard. Because, like I said, this isn't, you know, one of the big hot button issues going on right now. But to me, it is important because it's just one more in a never ending stream of things that seem to be going on, where, you know, the interests of the people are, you know, coming second.
Well, it's another move in limiting the rights of the people and enhancing the rights of corporations. That's the problem. And there's so much of it going on that at times it's hard to keep track of. But I think that what you're bringing up here is a really good point. I think people should take some time today or over the weekend if they've got time and Google this subject up and go look at this and contact their representative, contact their congressperson, and contact their senator. As are our senators, and let them know that that we're against this idea and that we ought to be able to put a freeze on our credit anytime we deem necessary in order to protect identity theft, and that you know, that our interests should be better served than the banking interests.
Absolutely, I agree. You know, I want to be the person that is in, you know, 100% in control of my, you know, financial data.
Yeah.
I don't believe anybody else should come above me. You know, not any credit card company, not the, you know, credit reporting agencies, nobody. You know, I should be in total control of my financial, you know, records and information.
I agree, and, you know, that's what it's all about. And I keep plugging that David Sirota book, but that David Sirota book details that, and I'm telling you, people both on the right and the left, you know, better wake up to the stuff like this going on, because one day they're going to wake up, they're not going to recognize the country that they live in.
Well, doesn't it seem, you know, like this issue should be something that a true conservative would be behind?
Yes, but that's a myth that's promulgated by conservatives that they do care about those things. When you look at what they do, though, and you look at their legislative records, what they do is they protect their elitist constituents, and their elitist constituents are big companies, the big banks, you know, are well-heeled individuals. And for the common person like you and me and others, they're not interested in us. And, you know, they claim that it's not true. But you know, words are cheap. Look at their actions. Look at how they vote.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
They've just been very successful over the last 31 years in getting this vision out that they are, quote, unquote, you know, fiscal conservatives, and that they care about, you know, individual rights and all of this. But if you look at it, that's not really what they're all about. What they're really all about is protecting their corporate masters. That's what they're all about. And this is how they consistently vote. And, you know, people have just, you know, have both sides of the spectrum have got to wake up to all of this stuff. Mike, I got to run. Thank you, man.
I appreciate the opportunity, Jay.
You bet, Mike, anytime.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good weekend, and we'll be back on Monday morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll try to get Andrew Romanoff on to explain what went on in the special session. We'll try to get Ron Tupa, and hope you have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend, and make sure it's a safe one, too. Al Franken is next.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call